High school football is live and on the air.
Are you ready?
It's time for Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features.
Are you ready?
Michigan Center versus Monroe Jefferson.
Ready. This evening's contest is brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treaty, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Michigan Center Cardinals against the Jefferson Bears in the Division 5 regional finals of the high school football playoffs. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight on K105.3 alongside the Mark W. Daly. Thanks for joining us this evening as Mark W. Daly, a little bit chilly this evening, but I think we're in for some exciting playoff football.
First of all, it's good to be back with
yes.
you. Sorry we couldn't do the contest together last week, but you know, we added that extra game and it all worked out because all the teams advanced last week. So yeah, this is it's a little chilly. We're not in the press box. We're
yes.
in the stands.
We're
out
the
with
action.
The people today, you know? And we're just looking forward to some great football. We've had a lot of success in Jackson County this year, really across the board. And to have all of our teams advance as far as they have, it's just fabulous. And to see Michigan Center here on the road, regional action tonight against what looks to appears to be a really good Jefferson team.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun to call tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to dive into this matchup in just a moment as the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show is set to start in 2 minutes. We're back right here on Jackson's Hit Music Station, K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle, one that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. AeroQuip Credit Union has a student Visa card or Classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a Gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or Platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with AeroQuip Credit Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call AeroQuip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at AeroQuipCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We are back at Jefferson High School, just off the shores of Lake Erie, here in Monroe, Michigan, for tonight's regional championship. Michigan Center and the Jefferson Bears. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly as we dive into the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. Michigan Center 10-1 on the season, as are these Jefferson Bears. And this is a big bounce back season for both these teams. Michigan Center, they dealt with a lot of major injuries last year, and ended up missing the playoffs their last year for D6. They bump up to D5 this year, have been able to mostly stay healthy, and we've obviously been able to see the results of that. Meanwhile, this Jefferson team, this is a string of years, probably about the last 8 or 9 years, that they've been just awful, to put it, lack of a better term. They've struggled to win more than 3 games, even had a couple of winless seasons in there, and only won 1 game last year. But a loss, here they are in the regional championship, 1 loss on the season.
Yeah, they definitely have flipped the script. And, you know, looking at the roster, what that tells me is they've got a lot of young talent that have come on up. Their leading rusher is a sophomore. Well, their leading rusher is actually their quarterback, who's a junior, but their running back is a sophomore. Both of them have well over 1,000 yards rushing. So, to me, it says they flipped the script because they brought up, they've got some younger talent that's coming up, and this looks like this could be a decent Jefferson team for a while.
Yeah, and this, especially when you get that youth in, but, I mean, it's just crazy, especially, you know, you don't really often see a team go a stark contrast like that out of nowhere, you know, not only off of a one-win season, but a string of seasons where they've just really, really struggled, and then to turn that around and, you know, only lose 1 game in the regular season and make a run all the way to the regional championship. I mean, that's quite an impressive turnaround for this team.
Yeah, and it does, in a way, somewhat mirror what we've seen with Michigan Center also. Like you said earlier, not having a whole lot of success. And for both of these teams to be this deep in the postseason, there's a lack of experience there on both sides. I mean, how's this game going to start off? Are they going to have to work their butterflies out of their stomach? Are we going to have a slow start to the game? Or are they going to come out just blazing with a lot of energy and a lot of adrenaline?
Well, if that second half for Michigan Center from their win over Father Gabriel Richard, 35-18 last Friday, if that second half can carry over into this one, Michigan Center should be in a good spot. Boy, what a game that was. Trailed 18-7 at halftime, really largely on 3 big plays from Father Gabriel Richard, and then a lot of self-inflicted mistakes, a lot of bad penalties for this Michigan Center offense that stalled a couple of really quality drives that they had putting on, and then in the second half, completely righted the ship on both sides of the ball. They held one of the most prolific scoring teams in the state to 0 points in the second half, and they were able to outscore them 28-0 in that second half, come away with that win against a team that had not lost or even had a close game all season. Quite an impressive turnaround for this Michigan Center team.
Well, and sometimes when you do that, when you go up against a team that hasn't been tested, hasn't had any adversity, and you present them with adversity, you can come out on top in that one. Michigan Center, I mean, this season wasn't a cakewalk for them. Yeah, they had some blowouts, but they also had some tight games. This is a tested team. When they're up against the wall, when their back's against the wall, they know how to come out on top.
And that was the key going in. Hey, this team hasn't, this Father Gabriel Richard team hasn't played a close game all year. If Michigan Center can at least keep close, they can put the pressure on. And even at halftime trailing, they were by no means out of it. And it had that feeling like, hey, if they tighten a few things here and there, they should be able to turn this around. And, you know, they were able to come out, get a quick score out of halftime, force a 3-and-out, get another score just like that. They're in front. And I guarantee you, there's probably been no instances this season of that Father Gabriel Richard team trailing after halftime. So that was a new spot for them, and you could definitely see that, you know, kind of deer in the headlights, like, whoa, like, you know, we we're not used to playing from behind a lot this season, besides maybe very early in the game. So great win for Michigan Center. Moving on to the regional championship, deepest playoff run since 2021. They made it to the D6 semifinals that year, and also marks the third time in school history that they've made it to the regional championship. And again, they've got an unfamiliar opponent ahead of them, as has been this entire playoff run, being new to D5.
Yeah, they do have an unfamiliar opponent, but they've got an opponent, like we mentioned earlier, that can run. So Michigan Center is going to have to bring that defense. They're going to have to keep an eye on their quarterback, Mr. Luke Boudry, because it looks like when he can't connect, he's going to run it.
That'll do it for the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. We'll be back in 2 minutes for kickoff for the regional championship between Michigan Center and Monroe Jefferson here on K105.3.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
It's time for regional championship playoff football here on Jackson's Hit Music Station, K105.3. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly, joining you just off the shores of Lake Erie from Monroe, Michigan. Jefferson High School, site of tonight's regional championship game between Michigan Center and the Jefferson Bears, and it'll be Michigan Center kicking this one away as we get going in the For Goodness Cakes first quarter.
You know what we've seen a lot has been that squibber type kick a lot this season in the Cascades. Are they going to try to kick it deep, or are they going to try to prevent a run back?
Jordan Withers, a little bit of a squib kick, takes a couple bounces to the 30-yard line. Going to be fielded by Hunter Brown, the freshman, and he's going to be swarmed by several Cardinals at around the 37-yard line. And that's where the Bears will set up shop for their first drive this evening. Going from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their all royal blue uniforms with gold numbers, blue helmets, blue pants. Michigan Center in their white road uniforms with red pants, white helmets, and red numbers. So the Jefferson Bears breaking from their huddle. The junior quarterback, Luke Boudry, in the gun there. One back with him. First and 10 for Jefferson. Here in the For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Going to be a couple receivers swapping sides here on both sides of the line. Going to be a couple whistles and a delay of game already for Jefferson. That's not a way you want to start your first drive.
Not especially when you're in pretty decent field position because of that little squibber. They just took their time running the motion. They were paying no attention to the back judge who had his arm up and counting.
So that'll push Jefferson back 5 yards to their 33-yard line, first and 15, about 8 seconds into this first quarter. Going to be a quick handoff towards the left side, sneaking through, able to make it just past the original line of scrimmage, out of bounds, just past the 40-yard line. That's the sophomore, Drake Jones, on the carry.
Yeah, he picked up almost 10 yards on that one and just ran through a handful of defenders. We can tell right now that he's quick and he's shifting. You can tell that. But the numbers he's put up so far this season, he's going to be a tough one to bring down. Just ran through the defense. If without that penalty, that would have been a first down.
Got about 8 yards that time. Would have been close there. It's going to be second down and 7 from the Jefferson 41-yard line, left hash mark. Boudry going to take it himself, sweeping on the outside. He's got the edge, and he's going to be tight roping out of bounds. We'll see if they give it to him, the extra yardage. Should be good for the first down at least.
They definitely have moved the sticks. Didn't even take a second look at it. That kid's fast. That kid's fast. I'm not sure if Michigan Center has faced anybody who's got that kind of speed yet.
He's going to go all the way to the Michigan Center 41-yard line. Pickup of 19 on first down. First and 10 for Jefferson, the Michigan Center 40-yard line. Clock stopped at 11:07 in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Two receivers to the left, one in motion to the left. Now Jones going to be running up the gut. He's going to be smacked by several Cardinals, and that's going to be maybe a yard or two on the ground.
Yeah, he just went right up the gut, and he ran right into big number 77, Landon Hurd. We've said that a lot. You run up that part of that Michigan Center D, you're going to run into a wall. Wow, somebody's got some cannolis being able to drive a motorcycle here this time of year.
Yeah, right behind us here at Jefferson Bears Stadium. No score yet. Second down and 9 from the Michigan Center 39-yard line for Jefferson. Takes the snap. Going to be a quick handoff for Jones on the left. Snagged from behind. Davion King. Tackle for loss to force third down.
He came right through that line, totally untouched, blew that play up right from the beginning, and now putting this Bears offense behind the sticks.
Down back to the 43-yard line. Loss of 4 yards for Jones. Got 5 net yards on 3 carries.
Oh, his center can get a big stop right here. That would be huge.
Third and 13 from the Michigan Center 43-yard line. Likely probably 2-down territory. Boudry going to take it himself on the right side. Evade some tackles. Going to be tackled at around the 36-yard line by Braylon Villarreal. And it's fourth down.
Fourth down. Still quite a bit to go. I wouldn't quite put this in the manageable area. You got fourth and 7 to go for this Bears offense. We've seen already that they can run. We've seen it in the numbers. Michigan Center needs to dial up a big stop right here.
Able to pick up about 6 yards on the ground. It's going to be fourth and 7 from the Michigan Center 37-yard line. Boudry back there alone. Two receivers to either side. A man in motion coming in. It's going to be Jones running on the outside edge. He gets the first down and then some. Michigan Center trying to keep up, and they can't. The 10-5 touchdown Bears.
Able to make the corner. There was a couple defenders who were close to getting a hand on him. But as soon as he got that corner, he was gone. Nobody had the right angle, and he just outran everybody. A lot of speed on this Bears team.
And that is a huge fourth down conversion there for Jefferson. Bears got a lot more than they really wanted on that play just to get the first down. But, I mean, they'll certainly take the score. Aspen 1 hour heat to get air conditioning touchdown for 37 yards by the sophomore running back Drake Jones. And Jefferson's going to go for the 2-point attempt with about 9 minutes left in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Takes a snap, looking to pass into the end zone, throw, and that is going to be caught and converted. See who the receiver is. That is Trey Oldenburg, so 8-0.
Brandon Ford was right on his hip pocket. That was great coverage. Just a good thrown ball and tight coverage.
So 8-0 for Jefferson over Michigan Center. 9 minutes left in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Touchdown drive for the Jefferson Bears on their opening drive. Michigan Center able to force a 4th and 7, but just quick running by Drake Jones, the sophomore, 37 yards out, and then the 2-point conversion after.
Yeah, you don't see too many kids with that kind of speed.
No. And they saw a lot of speed last week against Father Gabriel Richard, as this is going to be a squibber right to the 40-yard line, and that's going to be picked up by Darius Odentan. And that's going to be pretty good field position for Michigan Center to start their drive.
Good place to start for this Michigan Center squad, who has a pretty good balance on offense. They throw about as much as they run. So hopefully they're going to be able to bring a good enough mix to get past the speed of the Bears here.
8:55 to go in this first quarter. 8-0 lead for Jefferson. Michigan Center first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. For their first drive, Hayden Hinkle breaks from the huddle, and he's going to throw quickly to Brendan Ford on the far side. That's going to be through the fingertips and incomplete for second down.
Just a little bit too much heat on that, just a little high too. Did go right through his hands, but again, they're coming out slinging. A little bootleg out to the right, trying to get some space and protection for their quarterback and trying to get their guy open in the backfield.
Michigan Center breaks from their huddle. Second down and 10 from the Cardinal 39-yard line. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Hinkle, one back with him in the gun. He's going to take the snap, fake the handoff to King. He's going to go himself to the right-hand side. He's going to be bottled up right back to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a quick tackle for Logan Godlewski, and it's third down.
Yeah, a lot of blue jerseys over in that area, and they just stuff that. They're calling it third down and nine, but that's a long nine.
Yeah,
that's a long nine.
I didn't think they'd give that extra yard to him. Boy, that was, yeah, he had to really fight just for that 1 yard, and he had a lot of rushing success against Father Gabriel Richard last week. He was really the only one who could get anything going on the ground in that first half. We got three receivers to the right, two to the left, third and nine. Hinkle takes the snap. He's back for the pass. Two chasing him, throw up the middle. That's going to be batted down, nearly intercepted by Luke Boudry, intended for Brennan Forward, and it's fourth down.
And the Bears brought a little bit of heat on that one, too. They brought two linebackers on a blitz, and Hinkle had to get rid of that one and get rid of it quickly. And just a little bit off mark, too.
So Michigan Center go three and out on their first drive, trailing 8-0, 8:03 to go in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter here from Monroe Jefferson High School. This is punted away by Hinkle. Takes a bounce at around the 27-yard line and is going to be touched at around the 24 by the Cardinals.
Decent boot. Got a little bit of height on it and just enough to keep anybody in a blue jersey away from it. It'll be first and
10 Bears at their own 30-yard line. So the Jefferson Bears taking over. Michigan Center's defense trying to come up big. Again, they had a chance at a fourth down stop, but boy, just could not shut down that edge.
No, able to get around the defenders and just nobody could touch him once he made that turn.
So first and 10 from the Jefferson 25-yard line. One back with Boudry in the gun, two receivers to either side. Takes a snap, going to hand this one off to Jones on the near side, trying to get the edge, able to get a couple yards, charges forward, able to break through a tackle at around the 31-yard line, a good chunk on first down.
Yeah, not only does he have some speed, but he's got some strength. He's just got that short, stocky build, and he ran through two center Cardinals right there to get the extra yardage.
He's now up to 48 yards on five carries with a touchdown, of course, 37 of those yards coming on the last drive. For that score, 6 yards, it's second and four from the 31. 7:19 and counting in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion to the right side of the line. Boudry takes the snap, going to hand off up the gut to Jones. He's going to be met behind the line of scrimmage by Braylon Brown for a loss of yards. Third down.
Braylon Brown came in off of that corner blitz. He was lined up in the linebacker position. Then he kind of came in to cover that edge and was able to crash down to get that stop, that loss for a yard.
Second third down attempt for Jefferson. They're 0-1. But again, it was that fourth down. That's where they broke through for that touchdown on the last drive. But with the field position, if Michigan Center gets a stop right here, should be a punt. So Michigan Center looking to get a defensive stop, trying to keep this thing within one score. Trailing 8-0. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Third down and five from the Jefferson 30. Boudry in the gun. Motion in the left. It's going to be a snap and a penalty marker in the backfield. We will see. Oh, a timeout. Okay, so that should be before the penalty.
He came in, yeah, just as that flag was coming out. Timeout was called. I'm not sure what that flag would have been. I guess it doesn't matter at this point because the timeout came in before the penalty.
We're going to leave it right here as this is a packed house for Jefferson. Of course, this is a fan base that has been starved for good football from this school. And, of course, making a great playoff run this year. And, of course, Michigan Center, what a traveling fan base. They got a lot of stands here at Jefferson for the home fans, of course. But, of course, on the far side for the road fans, a lot of stands there, a lot more than you'd see from a lot of schools. And Michigan Center nearly has them packed.
It's about a 90-minute drive. It's about a 90-minute drive here past Cabela's to come to this stadium here. But, yeah, you're right. They fill it up. And for a team that's been starved for wins, it's like they know how to put on a production here.
Yeah. This is like they're kind of getting to like Northwest levels of presentation here.
Not quite.
Not quite, but kind of close. Out of the timeout, third and five, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, Boudry up the gut. He's in for the first down, dodges a few tackles at the ankles, and he's going to be brought down at around the 45 for the third down conversion.
They pulled some linemen. He had a legion of blockers going with them, able to come off of that C gap and push their way right through that Michigan Center defense. Got a good chunk on that run.
Going to be first and 10 from the Jefferson 45-yard line between the two hashes, 5:58 and counting in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter, leading over Michigan Center 8-0. Boudry in the gun, takes the snap, going to fake the handoff on the left-hand side, taking himself. He throws everybody off. He's got a lot of room to run, the 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown Bears.
Once he gets going, there's just no stopping him. There wasn't anybody who laid a hand on him. They faked the handoff one way. The Michigan Center defense bit on that. He had a hole, went right for it, and then he was gone.
Boy, these two backs, the quarterback and running back duo, Boudry and Jones, junior and sophomore, boy, they got a lot of speed. And, again, that fake handoff, Michigan Center wasn't ready for it. They were expecting Jones. They got Boudry instead on a short slant left, and boy, he takes it to the house, 55-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Bears going for two. Going to be a snap directly to Jones into the end zone, and he converts the two-pointer. 16-0, Jefferson over Michigan Center. 5:41 to go in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Jefferson Bears off to a lightning fast start over the Michigan Center Cardinals. 16-0. 5:41 to go in this first quarter. As Jefferson set to kick this one away after the touchdown.
Yeah, between those two, their quarterback and the running back, this could be a long night.
A cross kick on the near side, almost like a high onside kick around the 50-yard line, and it did not quite go the 10 yards before Jefferson touched it. So it's going to be Michigan Center ball on the Jefferson 49-yard line.
Yeah, you had blue jerseys getting to it first, but like you said, it did make it the full 10. So Center gets it. They tried. That was a unique-looking onside.
Yeah,
that definitely was an onside.
And especially, we haven't seen those, especially this early, but, I mean, especially with the kick going that high, you could tell they've probably thrown quite a few opponents off this season with that. But, again, didn't quite make it to 10 yards. Michigan Center takes over, first and 10. Really need a score here, 5:39 to go in the first quarter. trailing 16-0. Going to be a fake handoff to Brown. Hinkle takes it himself up the gut. He's going to be met with a hard hit by Brett Janot.
That is Brett, yeah. Janot stuffing that hole, getting the stop. Really, they're saying it's a yard. They're saying it's second and nine, but again, it's kind of like a long, long nine.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes your best defense can be your offense. If you want to keep that potent offense off the field, you got to get a little something going right now if you're Michigan Center.
So Hinkle, that was his second carry, again, just for 1 yard each. He takes a snap, quick fire throw on the far side. That one's going to be caught by Braylon Brown, and he's going to be brought down for about a 4 yard gain around the 45-yard line, and it's third down.
Third down, it's going to be about five, long five, so that's going to be a little bit manageable, more manageable for this Michigan Center offense.
They'll give him 4 yards on the play. It's third down and five. Michigan Center 0-1 on third down. Really got to convert this right here and with the field position, probably about two down territory. Third and five from the Jefferson 45. 4:20 and counting in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Three receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion, Hinkle lining back for the throw. Lobs it up ahead to Trey Collins. He dodges a tackle, sprints up ahead on the far sideline, in for the first down and down at around the 30.
That was huge. That was absolutely huge. Able to get open, find his way through the defense, and get that first down. And that's the one thing that we've seen in all of the games that we've covered for Michigan Center is they don't often go long with their passes. It's the yards they get after completion that can be deadly.
Going to be a 15-yard pickup there. We'll see if Michigan Center's offense gets going after that one. First and 10 from the Jefferson 29-yard line. Trailing 16-0. Going to be a pitch out to Davion King, and he picks up about 4 yards on his first touch of the game to around the 25-yard line.
Able to get a full head of steam going behind the line of scrimmage and just ran through and over a couple defenders to get a hard-fought 4 yards.
So Michigan Center, I mean, when they started to get Braylon Brown and Davion King going in that second half on the ground against Father Gabriel Richard, that's really when their offense started to cook with gas, start to spread out, spread the love a little bit. See if they're trying that here. Again, really got to get on the board, trailing 16-0 early. 3 minutes and change in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Second and six from the Jefferson 25. Couple back there with Hinkle takes the low snap, quick hand off to the left-hand side to Brown. Dodges a couple tackles on the near side, in for the first down, still on his feet and fights to about the 18.
Those couple blue jerseys that were there to bring him down, and the one that really got the stop was number five, Braden Berkmeyer, who was able to get the stop. But they got first down. They're moving the sticks, and we're seeing that good, balanced offense that we're used to seeing from Michigan Center. In the air, on the ground. High school, you got to be successful on the ground, and we're seeing that this drive.
In Michigan Center, of course, they're down now more than they were against Father Gabriel Richard at any point, but I mean they didn't get rattled in that one. They're showing calm. If they can have a successful drive here, especially in the red zone, we'll see what can happen. First and 10 from the 18. Fake handoff up the middle. It's going to be Hinkle. He takes it himself, and he gets down maybe a yard on the near side.
Carson Pettit able to get past the line of scrimmage, tripping him up in the backfield. Not really getting them for a loss, but just getting in the backfield and disrupting that play.
Hayden Hinkle, again, it's been real tough for him on the ground. This Jefferson team definitely doing their homework on last week's game where Father Gabriel Richard, they couldn't really touch this guy on the ground. But he's just got three carries each for a single yard. He's got 3 yards on three carries. Buck 45 and counting in this For Goodness Cakes first quarter, trailing 16-0. It's second down and nine from the Jefferson 17-yard line. One receiver to either side. Man in motion in the backfield. Going to be a pitch out to Braylon Brown. Slips in. He's got a lot of room to run before he's met at around the 13. Good chunk to make it third and manageable.
You had those wide receivers out there that ended up turning into blockers off of that pitch that kind of was a long developing play, but able to get the blockers out in front of them, able to get that good chunk, that five-plus yards that they needed to get this third and four.
Up 4 yards to the 13-yard line. 11 yards on two carries for Brown. It's third and five. Exactly 60 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Two down territory for the Cardinals. Two back there with Hinkle. Going to take the snap. Hand off to the near sideline. Davion King got a lot of blocking. Make it Brown. He's down past the 10. Should be good for the first down.
Yeah, they're telling the sticks to move. They are telling the sticks to move. So what we're seeing is that big offensive line that Michigan Center has, they are able to get a push on this Bears defense. They are able to move them. They are able to make the holes. Michigan Center doesn't have the speed that the Bears do, but you don't need to get it all at once. You don't need to eat the elephant all in one sitting. You just got to pick away at it. Get 3 yards here, get 4 yards here, and move the ball, move the sticks. That's what Center's doing on this drive.
25 seconds and counting in this, for goodness cakes, first quarter. First and goal from the 8. Three receivers right, one to the left, one back with Hinkle. It's Davion King. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Hinkle back to pass. 2 chasing him. Throw this one through the end zone. That one's caught. Is he inbounds? He is! Touchdown, Cardinals!
That was a fabulous up in the air, spinning as you're turning and getting the ball in your hands. Fabulous. That's ESPN highlight reel catch over there in that corner pylon.
Boy, oh boy, 8 yard. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Hayden Hinkle to Brennan Forward. And a big extra point opportunity right here for the Cardinals. That was something that Ann Arbor father Gabriel Richard struggled with and really kept the game a lot closer than it should have been in that first half. But Michigan Center going for one pretty much each time in that one. They're going to go for 2 here. Got to try to keep up, trailing 16-6. Hinkle takes the snap, chase from behind, throw to the end zone, and that's going to be intercepted. And that's going to be an unsuccessful 2-point conversion, but they do get on the board, trailing 16-6 to the Jefferson Bears. 9.5 to go in this first quarter. We're going to leave it right here. First quarter's just about over, but, I mean, Michigan Center getting back to the basics offensively, slowing things down, but now they got to tighten things up defensively. Couple lightning fast running backs for this team.
Yeah, well, you got one of your goals accomplished. You kept that offense off the field for a length of time by using your slow, methodical offense, mix of passing, mix of running to get that score. Now you, hey, they had them close a couple times. They had them down to third and long. They had them down to fourth and long. You got to be able to get that stop on this defense to get your offense back on the field.
So Michigan Center set to kick this one away. 16-6. This one a squibber. Going to take a couple high bounces to around the 30-yard line. The struggle to get picked up by Jefferson, and he's just going to dive on it and roll down. That was Boudry, the quarterback, on that kick return. So good job there by the Cardinals. Going to be the third drive of the quarter for Jefferson, at least starting it. Their own 29-yard line. Do we have any score updates from Spring Arbor?
They are tied up at 7 apiece right now towards the end of the first.
Lumen and Ida in the regionals. These two teams met up last year as well. First and 10 from the Jefferson 29-yard line. About 8 seconds left in this, for goodness sakes, first quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion to the left side of the line. Going to be a penalty marker on the far side. Off side, a false start, beg your pardon, for Jefferson.
Just a little bit of a twitch, and that made the Cardinals' defense jump. Brought them off the line of scrimmage, but you can't move, you can't twitch. And this is kind of what Michigan Center needed. You need to set them up behind the sticks.
You got to find a way to prevent those, not only first downs, but those big, big gains. Once these guys get a full head of steam there, I mean, there's nobody on this field that can stop them, just like Ann Arbor father Gabriel Richard last week. Fakes the handoff, Boudry. He runs out of time to throw, dodges a couple tackles, and he is still going on the near sideline, and he's going to be forced out of bounds past the 40 for the first down, somehow turning a first down in a play that looked like it was going to be blown up for a loss.
Davion King was the one who eventually made the stop for Michigan Center. But, yeah, he ran through a few. Arm tackles aren't going to work tonight. You're going to have to lay a shoulder into him. You're going to have to put a hurt on him to knock him down. He just ran through like 3 arm tackles.
That'll do it for the For Goodness Cakes first quarter. Second quarter is coming up next, 16-6 Jefferson over Michigan Center. We're back in 30 seconds. This is regional championship football on K105.3.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away. Call 1 Hour. Football
Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Start of the second quarter brought to you by Anytime Fitness from our regional championship game at Jefferson High School between Jefferson and Michigan Center. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. Fields flip. Jefferson going from right to left on your radio dial. First and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Boudry, one there, back with him. It's Jones, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking in the air, pocket collapses, takes it himself on the far side, and he's going to be in for another big chunk right around the 50-yard line.
You know, he drops back like he's looking to throw. That's the third time I've seen him do that. He kind of takes that stance like he's going to cock it back, but he's not really looking for any receivers or anything. It's like he'll just look, but then he just goes ahead and takes off. It's almost like it's going to be a run-first option for him every time.
And just the speed and quickness that he's able to make these decisions as well. And then he just is full up to 100% speed right away, just the agility.
I mean, he's not even taking time to look through any progressions. He's looking at maybe one receiver, and then he's gone.
Same set as before. It's second down and 4, right from the 50 for Jefferson. Takes the snap, going to get the handoff to the near side for Jones. He's going to be in for the first down at around the 43-yard line, tackled by Braylon Villarreal.
And it was a good block over on this side by Hunter Barton, who was able to clear that hole out, able to make sure he gets the defender out of the way and gives him the room that he needs to get that first down.
55 yards on 7 carries for Jones. Meanwhile, 121 yards on 6 carries. Both a touchdown each of those guys for the quarterback, Luke Beaudry. First and 10 for the Bears, 42-yard line, leading 16-6 over Michigan Center, about 90 seconds into this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Takes the snap, going to get the handoff to Jones on the near side, going to be chased out of bounds at around the 40 by the Cardinals there. Travis Collins forcing him out, and it's second down.
This offensive line doesn't appear to be that big of an offensive line, but they do appear to be pretty quick. They pulled 3 linemen to be blockers for him over on this side.
So good chunk, well, good stop, I should say, by
good
Michigan
stop.
Center right there. They got to close those gaps, especially on the edge early. The Bears have controlled the edge specifically of the offensive line this first half. 2 yards there. It's second down and 8 from the 40. The snap, quick fire throw on the near side. That one's going to be caught. Charges forward. Snagged that around the 35, and it's going to be third down. That was Hunter Barton on the catch.
Keeps him in bounds. Thomas Salmon on the stop from Michigan Center. And he fought through a blocker in order to get that stop, too. They had a nice little screen set up over here that Michigan Center blew up.
1 of 2 on third down for this Jefferson Bears team. Going to be third and about 2 from the Michigan Center 34-yard line. One back there with Boudry in the gun. One receiver to either side. 9:45 and counting in the first half. Takes the snap. Quick hand off to the left side. In for the first down. And Jones, boy, tough to bring this guy down. He fights through 2 guys and gets the first down around the 24.
He's just got that stocky build. You can tell he's a solid player. And he literally ran right through 2 defenders, knocked them on their back to get that first down.
10 yards on the ground. First and 10 from the 24. 9:25 and counting the half. Fake the handoff there for Boudry. Makes a guy dive and miss. He's in for the first down and then some. Dodges several tackles. Down inside the 5.
Fake the handoff. Everybody bit on it. And there was only 3 Cardinals over on that far side to try to make the stop. eventually able to bring him down. It felt like, from what we've seen so far, felt like he was going to be gone again, but they were able to get the stop over on the far side.
Right at the 5-yard line, first and goal, 9-10 and counting in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Boy, this Jefferson Bears team can move the football quickly. Going to get a quick handoff up the middle for Jones. Charges forward to the end zone, touchdown Bears.
They've scored every time they touch the ball. Every possession they've had, they've been able to find the end zone so far. And they chew up a lot of clock doing it. It feels like they move fast. It feels like they get big chunks, but they stay in bounds. They keep it on the ground. They chew up clock when they have the ball.
Easy to see why this team has only lost one game all season. A quick turnaround from last year's only one win season. A lot of talent and young talent on this team. As we got another two-point attempt on the ground. Hand off to Jones on the near side. Gets the edge and an end zone two-point conversion. 24-6. Jefferson over Michigan Center. 9 minutes left in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Back from Jefferson High School, just outside of Monroe. 9 minutes left in the first half. It's 24-6. Jefferson over Michigan Center.
Springport and Hudson are tied up, 8 apiece, 5:28 in the first. Still tied up at 7 apiece. Lumen versus Ida out on Spring Arbor Road.
Couple close games there, but Michigan Center last time out offensively, they found a good way to move the football in for the score as we've got the onside, high onside kick, and Brennan forward fields that at the 40-yard line, hit as he was basically out of bounds, and there's going to be a penalty marker thrown after the play. Well, I believe maybe the late hit.
Well, I see what they're doing here. They get that ball high up in the air, try to get it to go about 10 yards, and as Ford was going to catch it, you had number one, Trey Oldenburg, coming up to lay a lick on the person who's catching the ball. And he just got there a little too early this time. But if they time that down right, if they're able to get that contact just as the ball's coming in, that's how they can get a turnover. That's what it looks like they're trying to do, just to crack that person as hard as they can as they're catching the ball.
It's going to be the 47-yard line after the penalty for Michigan Center in Jefferson's territory that they'll start their third drive. A three and out on their first drive, and then a touchdown on their last drive. But, of course, Jefferson with a bruising 5-yard touchdown run brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Quick throw on the far side. That one's caught by Travis Collins in for the first down. Out of bounds at around the 35.
That's what they do. They get those short passes on crossing routes, and they're able to get first downs and move the sticks because they get yards after the completion.
Going to be about 32-yard line there, 15 yards on the ground. That's a good first down play on the first play of this drive. 42 yards on 4 of 7 passing for Hayden Hinkle. First catch for Travis Collins. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Clock stopped at 8:53 in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Hinkle takes the snap. Going to be a pitch out on the near side for Travis Collins. Sweeping. He's got a guy chasing him. Able to make a guy fall with the stiff arm. Cutting his way up the middle of the field. And he's able to leg out a pretty decent carry right there down at around the 25-yard line.
That was about ready to be a disaster. Great cutback in and weaving his way through some of that defense. Now they're looking at second and short.
Going to be about 6 yards on the ground for Travis Collins. Second down and 4, 8:20 and counting in this second quarter. 24-6 is the score. Jefferson over Michigan Center. Two receivers to either side, one back with Hinkle. Takes the snap, going to fake the handoff, looking for the throw on the far side. That's caught by Braylon Brown, and he's going to be forced out of bounds right around that first down. We'll see if they give it to him. It's going to be close.
He doesn't quite make it out of bounds. They're going to let that clock keep running, and it looks like he's going to be just a
short.
Short. Just a smidge. Just a smidge.
A smidge. A smidge. Short. Word of the day, smidge. So they get 3 yards on that one to the 23-yard line.
Gosh, they're like 3 inches short.
Yeah, that's a short one.
Very short one.
2 of 3 on third down for Michigan Center. Takes the snap. Hinkle is going to stop as the play is blown dead. Multiple flags, and that's going to be a false start. First penalty against Michigan Center tonight.
Oh, man. Just when you had 3 inches to go, now you're going to have 5 yards and 3 inches.
Yeah, it's going to be tough right there. Back to the 28 on the penalty. So, yeah, third and about 5.5 on the play, third and 6.
Just they're a little too antsy on that one with that false start. But you could tell that was going to be a designed run for Hinkle. He started running forward just as that snap came in.
Takes a low snap this time, fakes the handoff, looking to throw this one up the middle. That one's caught by Braylon Brown, gets hit, and he's going to be downed for the first down at around the 10-yard line.
Oh, he just had that one defender to beat, and he would have been in for a score, but he took a pretty rough hit as he bounced back a couple yards after getting that shoulder.
Going to be the 14-yard line. They roll it. Gain of 14 on the ground for Braylon Brown. He's got 21 yards on 3 catches. 59 yards, 6 of 9 passing for Hayden Hinkle.
Got to keep pace. You got to keep pace with your scoring here.
And if you get in the end zone, you got to get the 2-point conversion. Takes the snap, first and 10 from the 14. Trey Collins on the left side of the line. He is bottled up for about a yard, if any, and it's second down.
Just ran into a bunch of bears on that right off there off the tackle. Didn't have anywhere to go. I think they gave him maybe a few inches on that one, but not much.
Yeah, it's going to be marginal right there. I'm going to say no gain, honestly. Going to be second and 10 from the 14-yard line. 6:08 and counting in the half, trailing 24-6 to Jefferson. Hayden Hinkle takes the snap, peels out of the pocket to his right. He's chased by 3 bears. He's going to bring it on the ground himself, pump fake, and he's going to be hit on the near sideline. Might have gotten a yard or two, and it's another third down.
Looks like players got tangled up as he was trying to get up. A little tough to do that, but yeah, kept him in bounds. Kept him in bounds and kept that clock running. Not much of a gain there either. Well, he did a lot of running for no gain.
Yeah, that was a very hard fought, 0 yards on that one. Third and 10 from the Jefferson 14-yard line. We're in 2-down territory for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you don't need to get it all here. Just need to get enough.
3 to the left, 1 to the right for receivers. 1 back with Hinkle, takes the snap, pump fake, throw this one to the end zone. That one is caught. Is he in bounds? He is. Touchdown,
wow.
Cardinals. Trey Collins.
Another great catch in that far side of the end zone. And a great throw, too, because Hinkle took a hit. As soon as he let that one go, he took a lick. This is a hard-hitting Bears defense, and Hinkle able to stay in there and make the completion under pressure.
That is a big-time third down conversion for this Michigan Center team, and of course they're going to go for 2.
We're in for a shootout tonight.
Yeah, this has been a fun first half so far, 24-12. Of course, Jefferson, 3 touchdowns and 3 conversions. Looking for the pass, going to be thrown the near side, and he is in for the 2-point conversion. That was Davion King. And that is 24-14 now. Wait. They post-ruled it incomplete. Okay, never mind.
Boy, I wish we had replay on this one because it looked like he was in.
Yeah, looked like he got that in time before out of bounds, but it's 24-12. 5:10 to go in this first half. We're going to be back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
A 14-yard Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown from Hayden Hinkle to Trey Collins, but an unsuccessful two-point attempt after. Michigan Center trails 24-12, 5:10 to go in the Anytime Fitness second quarter.
Watch that high. Oh, wait, it's the other way. Sorry.
Still a squibber. Watch that squibber. Ground. High bounce around the 30-yard line. Going to be fielded up the middle and a lot of room to run. 45, 30, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. Tight ropes out of bounds in the red zone for Luke Boudry on the kick return.
Travis Collins able to get the hands on him. That was a touchdown saving two-handed push out of bounds. But you did that squibber. You did it right up the middle. But you didn't block. I mean, you left the middle wide open. And when you have that type of speed, he just ran right through. It was like Forrest Gump, just ran right through everybody.
Just couldn't be stopped, and Michigan Center defense pushed all the way back to their 10-yard line. Jefferson looking for yet another score, and their offense has obviously gotten running, but, boy, they need to find a way to stop these two electric backs, Boudry and Jones. First and goal.
They've scored every time they've had the ball.
3 of 3 on drives. And an excellent field position. Quick handoff to the right. This is a new back with it, Grant Hakus. Going to be stopped for about 2 yards on the ground.
Yeah, Hakus is their third leading rusher. Has 298 yards on the season. So it feels like they use him sparingly.
Yeah, compared to the numbers that they got, the other two guys got, especially.
Wow.
As, again, that's the first time he's touched it all night. So 4:27 and counting in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Second and goal from the 8 for Jefferson, leading 24-12. Here in the regional championship. Takes the snap. Boudry takes it himself, runs up the middle. He's going to be met by several Cardinals inside the 5 for third and goal.
Able to get at least a few yards right up the gut, but makes that third and a little more manageable. Third and goal from the 5. Well, they're calling it 4.
144 rushing yards with a touchdown for this kid. Unbelievable. Unbelievable night he's had. Third and goal from the 4. Takes the snap, handoff for Jones up the middle. Charges forward, untouched, and it's another touchdown.
Followed his blockers, and once that got bottled up, he bounced it to the left and able to go in virtually untouched.
His team, man, these two running backs, the quarterback and running back duo, Jones and Boudry, man, these kids are special. And Jefferson scoring on all 4 of their drives in the first half, leading 30-12 prior to the two-point attempt. They're not afraid to go for 2 either. Going to be a quick handoff up the middle. Jones fights through after being met early, and he dives forward and still makes it in. 2 points converted. It's 32-12. 3:37 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
3:37 to go in the Anytime Fitness second quarter from Monroe Jefferson. Jefferson leading 32-12 over the Michigan Center Cardinals. Mark W. Daly with another Springport update.
10:49 in the second, 28-8 Hudson on top of Springport.
Boy, Hudson, again, one of the best teams in the entire state at any level. Another onside kick fielded by Michigan Center at around the 48-49-yard line for their fourth drive.
If anything, that's been the saving grace for Michigan Center, as they don't have a whole, they haven't had a whole lot of field to really work with. Most of their drives have been right around midfield or better.
And that's definitely helped their offense get some shorter fields, but man, they need to find a way to get stops.
Yeah.
They had a lot of, they had some running backs, really fast running backs as well last week with Father Gabriel Richard, but these guys, boy, this team, especially the blocking they've gotten, way better than what we saw last week from Father Gabriel Richard. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Going to be a handoff on the right-hand side for Davion King. Going to break a couple tackles out of bounds at around the Jefferson at 43-yard line. Good chunk on first down.
That was a good, gritty, young run for King also. I mean, he ran through practically half of that Bear defense, just running through and over players to get that good, hard run.
So they got him for about 7 yards on the ground. He's only got 11 yards on two carries tonight, Davion King. Second and 3 from the Jefferson 44. Going to get the hand to the left side to Trey Collins, and he's going to be brought down right around the first down. We'll see if they move the chains.
That'll be close. That'll be close. Able to get a little bit of the edge and get just a little short of the line of gain.
Yeah, they're just going to give him 2 yards on that one. Third and 1. Michigan Center's got to start hurrying up a little bit. 2:30 and counting in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Trailing by 20 points. And they'll get the ball to start the second half, so imperative they score on this drive and try to work their way back into this. Hinkle going to charge forward himself on the ground. He's got a decent chunk there around the 35-yard line and does get the first down.
Yeah, quarterback keeper right up the gut off of that shotgun snap. A little bit of a unique twist on the push. Got a good push out of his line, too, in order to get that. That was a good, when you're only looking for 3 inches to get that type of yardage, a good play call for Troy Allen.
And Michigan Center's been great on third down tonight, 5 of 6. Again, their offense is starting to click, but it's the defense that hasn't been able to buy a stop. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle, the snap, pump fake on the throw. Throw deep towards the near side, looking for Brennan Ford, and it's going to be through the fingertips, not of Ford, but of Luke Boudry, getting nearly in there for the interception, but it's incomplete.
Just overthrew him quite a bit. Risky pass, too. He kind of threw it up, saying, hey, my guy is going to be better than your two guys. Overthrew him just a little bit, and that could have been disastrous for Center.
And a definite sigh of relief right there. Second and 10 from Jefferson's 36-yard line for the Cardinals. Clock stopped at 1:45 in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. One receiver to either side. Man in motion to the right side of the line. Hinkle fakes the snap. He's going to look for another throw. That one overthrown Trey Collins, and it's going to be third down.
Yeah, just off the mark again. And kind of landed at the feet at a couple blue jerseys right there. So a couple risky throws here last couple times out.
But they're stopping a clock, 1:40, and you got to be careful, especially if you're not successful on this drive, leaving this Jefferson team some time on the clock in the first half, because they've shown they can get a whole lot of ground in a whole little amount of time.
Yeah, you got it. You got two downs to go 10 yards here.
Third and 10 from the Jefferson 36. High snap to Hinkle. He's lining back for the throw. That one overthrew, but somehow caught Trey Collins. He's going to be brought down just outside of the end zone. I don't know how he brought that in. He bobbled it with one hand.
He bobbled it with one hand, brought it in with one hand. We thought it was going to be down or incomplete. He's able to rein that one in, get a good chunk of yards, and they're knocking on the door.
Wow, 30 yards in the air. Unbelievable.
Oh, that was a fabulous catch. These receivers for center have made some fabulous catches tonight.
First and goal from the six for the Cardinals. Going to fake the handoff. Hinkle looking to throw towards the end zone. That's going to be caught by forward and into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
You know, there was a couple risky plays on that drive, but those last two have basically, especially that last one, spot on the money, getting the score for Michigan Center. And that's what you got to do. When you're in a shootout, you got to keep pace. Not only you have to figure out how to dial in the stop, but you got to keep putting points on the board.
And get these conversions right here. They're 0 of 2 on their two-point conversions. Got to try to find a way to get in right here. So going for the 2 points right here, trailing still by 14, takes the snap. Hinkle looking in the end zone, throw on the far sideline, diving catch attempt and incomplete by Collins.
Just a little low. He had to go down to try to get that one up off the turf and just couldn't quite rein it in.
32-18, 65 seconds left in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. We're going to leave it right here.
Lumen Christie is on top of Ida, 14-7, with 12 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Which is kind of surprising, low score, but we already know, I mean, at this point, likely in the second half, I would imagine Lumen going to be back to doing Lumen things.
Yeah, they made it to the halftime at that 14-7. Lumen
okay.
Doing Lumen things.
In the second, should that be like a trademark term?
I think we'll find on a T-shirt next
yeah.
year. Yeah,
Lumen's going to do Lumen things. Lumen doing Lumen things. So Michigan Center kicking this one away. And Jefferson with 105 to go in this first half, trying to get those points back. Michigan Center, but leaving some points on the board with these extra points, trailing by 14 still. Fair catch signaled at around the 34-yard line. And Jefferson, Michigan Center, got to try to get some stops. They're 4 of 4 on their drives.
You know, once you get that first one and then you believe you can do it again, it's just going to feed into that defense. But you got to get that first one. You got to do it now.
Especially going into halftime, want to try to keep it at a two-score deficit. They do get the ball back coming out of halftime. So if they get a stop here, come out of halftime, if they get a score, they're right back in this thing.
Absolutely.
But they got to get a stop. And that, at the end of the day, has been what's been killing them in this. The Jefferson Bears offense. First and 10, looking to throw. Boudry throws this one deep up the midfield. And that one's going to be caught. And Hunter Barton with no contest. Another Jefferson touchdown.
I'm actually surprised he threw it. That was the first guy he looked at. Had him beat. Got behind the secondary. Nobody between him and the end zone. Just lofted it up, threw it over his shoulder, and he outran everybody. Got behind the defense, and that was it.
66-yard Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Luke Boudry to Hunter Barton, the freshman wide receiver. We told you they can get a lot of yards in a little time. And that was a single play required to get those 6 points back and going for another two-point conversion. Going to get the handoff on the near side, and Jones is into the end zone again. Another 8 on the board for Jefferson, leading 40-18 with 55 seconds left in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Attention students and parents. Thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
That was a freshman. The running back's a sophomore.
55 seconds left in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. It's 40-18 Jefferson over Michigan Center. Michigan Center Got to try to get a score here, especially getting the ball back after halftime. Try to work your way back in this. Trailing by 22. Going to be a normal squibber right here for Jefferson. Fielded around the 20-yard line by Davion King. A lot of room to run. He's going to be up to the 42-yard line, it seems. It looks like Travis Collins, beg your pardon, on that kick return.
You know, instead of the ball just kind of bouncing around on the ground, it just kind of scooted him where it took a bounce at about the 25, went right into King's chest. He was able to get a head of steam going and pick up nearly 20 yards on that return.
First and 10, Michigan center 42-yard line. They got 50 seconds to work with. Try to get back into the end zone. They've scored on three straight drives, but unsuccessful on all three extra points. Hinkle with the snap. Throw towards the near sideline. Caught by Trey Collins. He's going to be in for the first down and able to get out of bounds to stop the clock.
Which is what, I mean, they've been really good at staying in bounds for much of the first half. But now, yeah, you need to find that sideline. I don't think they've used a timeout. If they have, I mean, it's only been one, so they've got that in their pocket to use also here. But, yeah, you've got to find the sideline. You've got to stop that clock. And you've got to get big chunks on your completions.
Defense, 57 yards on four catches for Trey Collins. And it's first and 10 Cardinals from the Jefferson 45-yard line. Clock stopped at 44 seconds. Three receivers left, two to the right. Hinkle throwing. This one caught on the near side by Brennan Ford. A little bit of yards after the catch, and he's going to be forced out of bounds once more, this time by Jones.
After the reception, he kind of assessed what was going on in the field quickly and then just made a beeline for the sideline.
That's going to be down at about the 37-yard line. Gain of 8 on that one. Forward now with 22 yards and three catches with two touchdown receptions. All three touchdowns in the air from this Michigan center offense. Michigan center breaking from their huddle, looking at a second down and two with a clock stopped at 38 seconds. And then doing a good job of consistently getting out of bounds and getting these good chunks.
Second and second. I got to imagine they're going to take a shot. We got a flag? No, timeout.
Timeout. So we'll keep it right here.
Second and second. Like I said, second and second. You know, you've got a couple extra other downs to work with here. I got to imagine they're going to take a shot. You got to take that deep shot and try to get that score right here.
38 seconds left. Yeah, again, they have to. If they want to work their way back in this game, down 22 points against a defense you have not been able to stop one bit all night. If they get a score right here, again, hopefully try to get a two-point conversion in there. They see themselves trailing by 14 at halftime, and then if you come out in the third quarter with a score, you can be within a single score, and, hey, anything can happen.
Yeah, yep, but you got to dial up that stop.
Yeah.
So far, it's easier said than done.
So Michigan center breaking from their timeout. Second and two, the Jefferson 37-yard line. 38 seconds left in this Anytime Fitness second quarter. Michigan center trying to get another score. Two receivers right, none far to the left. Hinkle takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Three Bears chasing him out of the pocket, slings towards the near sideline. He just gets rid of it to stop the clock.
He didn't have anywhere to go with it, so he just got rid of it. Saved, only used up a few seconds. Saved what precious time they had left. Yeah, they brought some pressure on that one. Some blue jerseys getting through unblocked and making Hinkle's life difficult on that possession.
Now it's third and two from the 37. Of course, two down territory all the way until halftime for this Cardinal offense. They have been great on third down. 6 of 7 on third down. Three left, two to the right for receivers. Hinkle takes the snap. He's going to bring it on the ground himself. Stiff arm. He's in for the first down. Now he's trying to run out of bounds on the far sideline, and I think he made it. I think he made it out of bounds. We'll see.
Yeah, they're not saying to wind the clock, so.
They stopped the clock, so Hinkle.
and they move the sticks, give them a fresh set of downs to work. Really, I mean, this has been some good clock management here.
Yeah.
They've only used up, it seems like 5 minutes, they've only used up a few seconds. So
they'll give them 5 yards on the ground to the 32-yard line. Another set of downs, 24 seconds left. And this Michigan Center team, great job at moving the ball and managing the clock.
Well, they must have kept them in bounds because they did take a timeout here.
So talking things over with the final seconds here in the Anything Fitness second quarter, it's 40-18 Jefferson over Michigan Center. Michigan Center trying for a quick score here, and then, of course, they do start the second half with the possession. But trying to keep up with this incredible quarterback running back duo that is ran by this Jefferson Bears offense. First and 10 from the 32. Hinkle gets the snap. Quick throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught and then out of bounds by Trey Collins. Make it Braylon Brown on the ground, actually.
Is he able to get the first down on that? No, just a little bit short. Looked like he got past the line of gain.
Could be down at about the 25-yard line. 7 on that one.
For the Cardinals at the Bears, 25-yard line.
For Braylon Brown.
And that used up more seconds than most of their other plays so far on this possession.
19 seconds left, clock stopped. 2nd and 3 from the 25. Takes the snap, Hayden Hinkle, throw to the near side. That's going to be just short of Braylon Brown. Make it Trey Collins, and the clock stopped at 15 seconds and third down.
Number 4 on the coverage.
Yeah, some decent coverage on that one. Again, just a little bit off the mark. But even though you don't get the completion, you do stop the clock, and you don't have that far to go to move the sticks.
Yeah, if anything, I mean, Hayden Hinkle was able to scramble out of bounds on that last play.
Yeah, it's been good clock management for this center offense on this possession. But you got to keep pace. You got to score. You got to get it in the end zone.
Yeah, imperative at this point that they have to get a score on this drive. 3 receivers right, 2 to the left. Hinkle in the gun, takes the snap. Surveying downfield, throw. This is a shot at the end zone, and it's going to land incomplete. But a penalty marker thrown. What is this going to be? We will see. Intended for Trey
Collins. Not exactly sure.
Oh, boy. They called the pass interference. So Michigan Center going to move up with 9 seconds left.
And, of course, this capacity Bear crowd that we're in the middle of, all fully compliant and on board with that call.
I will say these fans have been phenomenal, especially compared to the Father Gabriel Richard fans last week, who are absolutely insufferable. I'm not going to mince words right here. Awful, awful supporters that I had to broadcast next to last week. These Jefferson fans have been night and day. In contrast, they've been phenomenal.
Yeah,
so shout out to Jefferson Bear Country.
You are absolutely right. They've been great hosts so far.
That brings Michigan Center up to the 13-yard line. They get a new set of downs. 9 seconds left. Really have to go for the touchdown here. Not much time left. 2 receivers either side. 1 back with Hinkle. High snap. Looking in the end zone. He's being chased by a Bear. Throw. That one's caught. Charging in. Did he make it in? At least out of bounds with 2 seconds left. He did get in. Touchdown, Cardinals. Braylon Brown.
Late call over on the far side. But, yeah, they get in past the pylon and put another 6 up on the board.
Unbelievable play. Wow. Braylon Brown with the touchdown. Ryman accidentally with zeros on the clock. That makes it 40-24. And you know what's also imperative? Getting this 2 points right here. They have been unsuccessful in all 3 of their 2-point attempts.
Yeah, if you're not able to stack those up, it's like you're putting yourself down another score.
I mean, ask Father Gabriel Richard last week. Take the snap. Hinkle looking into the end zone. Throw to the near side, and that one is going to be caught into the end zone. 2 points converted. That was Brennan forward. And Michigan Center goes into halftime trailing by 14.
That's just what they needed. Now they can play a little bit more catch-up if they're able to come out of the half with that possession and put another eight up on the board. They're going to stay right in this thing.
So it's 40-26. Michigan Center trailing Jefferson at halftime. We'll step aside for 3 minutes, have a special presentation by the MHSAA, and then take another three-minute break. And on the other side, myself and the Mark W. Daly going to break down what that first half had in store for us. This is the regional championship from Monroe on the shores of Lake Erie. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. There's been several times I've seen people in the office and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
Shelby High School looks to keep a great football season going for another week, and some of the top performances from across the state are highlighted on TikTok. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week on our social media channels and at MHSAA.com, we highlight a performance of the week. This week will be the 11th of the school year, and so far we have had some very noteworthy accomplishments. Like Kate Posey of Big Rapids, who carted her first hole-in-one on the golf course and helped Big Rapids to a Central State Activities Association title. Sam Schumacher, who started the year 20-0 in tennis, losing just one set total, who would then go on to win the state championship at number one singles in Division II. And how about Talia Schreiber, a cross-country runner from Pickford? She won a third straight Upper Peninsula title in Division III while posting the fastest time in UP D3 history. The second and third fastest times also belong to Schreiber. More than their accomplishments, Performance of the Week shines a light on the unique personalities of these athletes. What's the best fast food? Pizza topping? Most used emoji? They've got opinions on everything. To see those answers and this week's performance of the week, check out the MHSAA's TikTok page or visit us online at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, the Battle Creek Harper Creek girls swimming and diving team won the Southwestern and Central Conference Championships, their first league title in 42 years. Battle Creek St. Philip won a volleyball district title for a 26th consecutive season. Miley Grimm had 23 digs and 4 aces in district play for the Tigers. And East Kentwood quarterback Cade Kaufman threw for 5 touchdowns and added almost 100 yards rushing in a 49-41 district title win over Howell.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field this week with 23 other players. 23 is one too many. There should only be 22 on the field at once. 11 on offense, 11 on defense. But on this play, the offense had a 12th player lined up on the field. What's the call? It depends on when the penalty is spotted. If the officials catch it before the play is run, that's an illegal substitution and a 5-yard penalty. But if the ball is snapped and a play is run with 12 on the field, and the 12th player is not attempting to get off the field, then it's a legal participation and a 15-yard penalty. It's also a 15-yard penalty if the offense uses a substitution to create a deception.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's been an exciting start to the football playoffs as regional finals are being played throughout the state this weekend. Galesburg-Augusta qualified for the first time since 1997. Manton qualified for the first time since 2014. And Shelby, the Tigers, not only qualified for the first time since 2013, but have won 2 playoff games, including a district title in Division 7, and have their eyes set on more. Shelby went 5-4 this year, their best regular season record since that 2013 season. In both 2012 and 2013, Shelby went 8-1 in the regular season and advanced to the Division 6 semifinals. This year, they've already won 2 playoff games on the road, beating Leroy Pine River in Round 1 and Harrison in the district final. And now they are just 2 wins away from playing in the Division 7 final on Sunday, November 30th at Ford Field. That would mark their first ever appearance in the football final. For more on the Shelby Tigers and how they've overcome an injury to one of their quarterbacks and captured a district title after 5 winless seasons in the last 11 years, check out Tom Kendra's article found at MHSAA.com. And to see the schedule for semifinals, finals, or for information on the 8-player finals being held in Marquette on November 22nd, head to MHSAA.com and click on football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart. But our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
When you want a credit card, you need to be sure it reflects your lifestyle, one that makes it easy to take the big vacation overseas without worrying about foreign transaction fees. A credit card that helps you build your credit if you're a student, so you start your financial future on the right foot. Aeroquip Credit Union has a student Visa card or Classic Visa at 12% annual percentage rate, a Gold Visa at a 9.6% annual percentage rate, or Platinum Visa card at an incredible 7.8% annual percentage rate. And with Aeroquip Credit Union,
Union, there's no balance transfer fees, foreign transaction fees, or cash advance fees. This credit card will definitely reflect your lifestyle. To learn more, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We are back to halftime here from Jefferson High School in Monroe, as we'd like to thank some sponsors for tonight's coverage. King's Equipment, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Power, and of course our title sponsor all throughout the high school football season, Aeroquip Credit Union. This halftime report is brought to you by Jessica Villarreal, realtor with five-star real estate leaders at 517-206-7478. As at halftime, Jefferson leading 40-26 over the Michigan Center Cardinals. And Michigan Center, I mean, they've been able to get their offense rolling. They've played very good offensively. They have been able to score a touchdown on four of their five drives. However, Jefferson scoring on all five of their drives and perfect. 5 of 5 on two-point attempts, and Michigan Center, meanwhile, on the other hand, is just 1 of 4. That's a lot, not only a lot of extra points on the board, but that's basically a whole nother touchdown that Jefferson has gotten just on their success on the 2 points.
Yeah, so after Michigan Center got that three and out, their first possession, they've been able to score. But you look at the type of offenses and the weapons, you know, you compare that on these two teams, it just feels effortless. When you're watching this Bears offense, it just feels effortless. Like, they're able to move the ball at will. They're able to score the ball, score with the ball at will. Michigan Center has been able to get, you know, a few stops, been able to get them in some third down and at least one four down situation. But then, whether it's their sophomore running back, their junior quarterback, they're just able to move the ball at will. And Michigan Center has to come out of this halftime. They have to figure out how they can dial up a couple stops. They have to score here, and they have to dial up a couple stops.
Michigan Center, a great first half offensively. I mean, this was offensively one of their, I would say, argue probably one of their best first halves of the season, especially an opponent of this caliber. They got 26 points on the board against a three and out in their first drive, but 4 of 4 from there. Four straight touchdowns. They have 48 yards on the ground on 14 carries. Hayden Hinkle's been able to make some magic happen in the air, of course, with the likes of Braylon Brown, Trey Collins, Brennan Forward, and Travis Collins, 153 yards in the air, 14 of 22 passing with four touchdowns, and the interception on the two-point attempt, the first of the game. for Michigan Center. 201 total yards of offense, but here is the flip side. Jefferson offense has just been better. Has just been much better.
Yeah,
I mean, just been basically untouched tonight. Here we go. On the ground, 20 carries for 222 yards, basically just between their quarterback running back duo of Luke Boudry and Drake Jones for four touchdowns. Meanwhile, Boudry in the air very sparingly, but he's 100%, 3 of 3 for 75 yards, one of those being a 66-yard play right at the end of the first half with a touchdown, and total in the air, 297 yards. So Michigan Center had a great first half offensively, but it just gets overshadowed by Jefferson Finn. I want to call it elite. Their offense has been elite tonight, and Michigan Center needs to make some major changes if they want to try to make this closer.
And it has been. I'm not taking anything away from this Bears offense, but it's basically been on two players. You know, what I like about Center's offense is it's spread out. You got a little bit of air. You got a little bit of ground. Like you said, you mentioned a handful of different names. This Bear offense is leaning heavily on two people, is the running back and their quarterback.
And they've just been so good.
You can't stop.
Like, hey,
they're so fast.
Yeah, they don't even have to look anywhere else. I mean, obviously, you got a handful of catches by Hunter Barton, the freshman, in there. But I mean, just those two guys have been so good.
Drake Jones has just got that running back style body. I mean, we see a lot of running backs at the high school level, but very rarely do you see one that's built like you see at the next level. He's just got a big, strong, muscular build, and he just runs around people, runs through people, outruns everybody.
He's a sophomore.
And he's a sophomore.
And he's about the biggest running back we've seen all season across any of these teams that we've covered. I mean, this kid easily, he is D1 talent. He is D1 talent. He is so explosive. And he's quick. He could charge through anybody.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
He's put Michigan Center defensive players on their back tonight.
And this is a Michigan Center defensive team that, I mean, they've got some tough players on that side. But, I mean, just that you've been seeing them just getting bowled over by him. And even there, again, Luke Boudry, he's had a couple drives where he just kind of lowers his shoulder. He just kind of bowls over defenders. I mean, just, again, this offense, as you mentioned, comes down to two guys. Again, credit some of their great blocking that they've gotten as well. But, I mean, just so explosive, and it's been tough for Michigan Center to stop. So the second half that these Cardinals had last week against Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, they need a second half like this tonight, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
They need to dial up a stop. They need to dial up a couple stops right here because they got to make up, like you mentioned earlier, they got to make up those two-point conversions that they have because there's 6 points there that they left off the board.
Yeah.
And then they got to make up for that three and out because this offense for the Bears, they're going to score every time. You got to dial up that stop, and you got to play catch-up.
So got to find a way to get those stops, and especially right here, the Cardinals start the second half with the ball. Have to get a score here, ideally with a two-point conversion. That will work you within 6 points, and then you have a chance. And again, hey, that's what happened last week against Father Gabriel Richard. Michigan Center came out at halftime. They got a score, got to within one possession. They got a quick stop, forced a three and out, and then you can see it, you know, see the tide start turning. Mm-hmm. So even though Jefferson's offense has been explosive in this first half, I mean, Michigan Center still is in this game, but it starts with a successful drive.
And you got to believe that you can do it. When you're on defense and you dial up that stop, you got to believe that you can do it. You do it once, it'll be easier to do it again.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and of course our presenting sponsor all season, AeroQuip Credit Union. This halftime report brought to you by Jessica Villarreal, realtor of five-star real estate leaders at 517-206-7478. Once again, halftime score is 40-26. Jefferson over Michigan Center, but Michigan Center is starting the second half with the ball, and we're just going to keep it right here. About 35 seconds left on the halftime clock. We're just going to roll right into the second half as Michigan Center against there. And they've still got a lot of numbers in their favor, specifically third down. This is like one of the best third down performances I've seen from a team this season, as they're seven, I believe eight of nine. I think that it was just the one at the beginning of their first drive that they did not convert on. I think they've converted on every single third down.
You look at their offensive numbers. If you don't look at the Bears side of things, you look at just Michigan Center's offensive numbers, you'd think they'd be running away with it right now.
Yes. But, yeah. I mean, just this is the toughest offensive team easily that they've seen all season. And they've been tested before.
Watch that onside. Watch that onside.
Michigan Center going from left to right on your radio dial for this third quarter. And Jefferson set to kick this one off. Again, as you mentioned, we'll see if they do that high onside again. They do. It's going to go to about the 45-yard line. Fair catch. Was signaled. I don't think he made it. Yep, they're going to whistle the play dead. That one was picked up by Luke Boudry. But, yeah, he was about the 9.5-yard line. Just not enough to get that onside kick. Again, as you mentioned, good idea, but, yeah, they do have a flag as well. But, yeah, I think that was just the too early.
Wow.
And the head coach of the Jefferson Bears, Rob Boudry, he's letting them hear it. Because he didn't, yeah.
Not seeing what the...
against Jefferson.
Okay.
So it's going to be the early pickup. The early pickup on the...
So did he touch it before the 10 yards?
He did. He got there at the 9-yard point.
Okay.
So it was just too early. And even by my eye, I wasn't even looking through my binoculars. That was pretty easy for me to see.
Okay.
But they're going to spot it. They're going to get the penalty on that. That's the fifth penalty of the game for Jefferson. Just one for Michigan Center. So that's at least good for Michigan Center. They've had a clean first half.
Yeah. And most of the game. We talked about their offensive numbers. Most of the game, they've started midfield or better. And that's just how this one's going to start. Bears with that penalty setting Michigan Center up for success right here.
Got to get a score on this drive. First and 10 from the Bears' 40-yard line. Hinkle, quick handoff on the right side. Davion King, he's got a lot of room to run. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Cardinals!
Just what they needed to strike early and to get those 6 points up on the board.
My, oh my. And again, that came off of a crazy call. The onside, high onside kick that Jefferson thought they got right at the Michigan Center 40-yard line. But he was evidently just a little bit short of that 10-yard mark. And Michigan Center with that 15-yard penalty, a single play, 40 yards, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, touchdown for Davion King. And Michigan Center now within 8 points right here. They're just going to go for the extra point to come within 7. Kick is up, and the kick is going to be no good.
Oh, just a little to the left of that. But you know what? Goal one accomplished. Get that score. Get on the board. Goal number two, get that stop.
40-32, Michigan Center trailing by 8. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Michigan Center pulls to within one possession, trailing by 8. It's 40-32 after a 40-yard Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown from Davion King. Going to be a bounce squib right around the 30-yard line, dodging another tackle and forced down past the 50. That was Trey Oldenburg, the senior, and another midfield possession for Jefferson.
Yeah, that seems to be where they've been setting up their den, has been at the midfield range, both sides of the ball, starting position. I think there was one time They started somewhere around the 20, but for the most part, it's both these teams have been starting at fairly decent field position.
Especially for the Bears, their fourth drive of the half, starting on the 10-yard line of Michigan Center with that big kick return. So first and 10 from the center, 47-yard line. One receiver to either side, man in motion. Going to fake the handoff, throw on the far side, caught by Barton. Got a big chunk and down at around the first down marker.
And defender's helmet comes off on that one. It was number 55. Fox, who was able to get the stop on that one, and his lid's kind of rolling on the ground afterwards. But just a quick little screen pass out to the far side, and with the play action, able to bring everybody over on our side, left them wide open over there.
Quick handoff on first down up the middle for Jones. He's going to be brought down for about 4 yards on the ground.
One of their shortest runs of the night. They run it up the gut. And Michigan Center, they've got that pretty big interior line. You're not going to get much when you go right up the gut on that Michigan Center defensive line.
The edge is what they've needed to control tonight. Jefferson has dominated there. 5 yards on the ground. It's second and five from the center 31-yard line. Jefferson leading 40-32. Another handoff up the middle. In for the first down. Dodges some tackles. 10-5 touchdown Bears.
Just as I say, you're not going to go up the gut on center. They go right up the gut on center. Run right through it, virtually untouched. Run right through everybody and put another six on the board. And the fireworks again go off here at Jefferson.
31-yard Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown. The fourth of the game for Drake Jones, 107 yards. And you better bet they're going to go for two right here. Something tells me, well, A, they either don't have a field goal kicker. B, I mean, their two-point attempts have just been so elite, there's no sense in even going for one. As we got a quick handoff for Jones on the near side, and without a problem, he is in for the two-point attempt. Michigan Center gets six out of halftime, and Jefferson counters with eight. It's 48-32, 10:40 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
10:40 to go in the third quarter. 48-32. Jefferson over Michigan Center.
And Lumen on top. 14-7, end of third out on Spring Arbor Road. Yeah.
It's been a minute since they've had a low-scoring game this season.
Hudson on top of Springport, 52-14 right now.
So Jefferson set to kick this one off. Again, wait for the onside. They're not going to do it. A standard kick here to the 25-yard line for Braylon Brown, running far side. He's going to try to charge through a guy, but brought down at around the 35. Not a bad kick return, but Michigan Center, that's a little bit farther back than they're accustomed to.
Defender was able to work off of the blocker and able to get around and just take him down with a good textbook tackle. I mean, you hit him low, wrapped him up, and drove him to the ground. That's what you want to see if you're going to be one-on-one with the return man.
They give him a little bit more than I thought, 38-yard line. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision, Industrial Steel Treating, The Neighbors, Clothing Carousel, and our presenting sponsor, Aeroquip Credit Union. Michigan Center, first and 10. Hand off to Davion King on the left side. He's going to pick up about three on the ground, shy of the 40.
Didn't get breakaway speed on that one. It was Carson Pettit among there, along with Jet Jones, on the stop for the Bears defense. About a yard.
Yeah, they didn't give him as much as I thought. So second and nine coming for Michigan Center, their own 39-yard line, 10 minutes and counting in this third quarter, trailing by 16 points. Again, their offense has been more than okay. It's been great, but just Jefferson's offense has been even greater. Takes the snap, Hinkle, throw on the near side. That one's caught. Braylon Brown dodges a tackle. He's got a lot of room to run. It's going to be out of bounds. I beg your pardon. That was Trey Collins in for the first down.
Yeah, he moves the sticks on that one. Again, what Michigan Center does is a lot of times on those short passes, they're able to get a good chunk of yards after the completion. That's what they did there, able to pick his way through the defense, get to the sideline, but move the sticks.
68 yards on five catches for Trey Collins. 164 yards on 15 of 23 passing for Hayden Hinkle. Sticks move, first and 10 from the 50. Takes the snap, handoff for Braylon Brown on the far side. Dodges a tackle at the ankles, and he's going to be brought down around the 45. Good chunk on first down.
Good chunk on first down. Try to get that edge, but the speed of this Bear defense able to track him down and get the stop. That was Luke Boudry getting the stop on that one. Playing both sides of the ball.
They'll give him 4 yards on the ground, 20 yards on four carries for Braylon Brown. Kind of rare. You've seen him do more damage actually in the air on catches in this one than we have seen on the ground. 41 yards on five catches for Brown. We got another handoff up the gut on this one. Going to be third and about four. Davion King on the ground.
Took it up the gut to kind of shut that down a little bit. Just a minor gain on that one. So now you're looking at
third and five.
Third and five. Yeah, didn't move much.
So 7 of 8 third downs for Michigan Center. We'll see what they do right here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. 8:33 and counting in the quarter. Hinkle peels out of the pocket, chased by two Bears from behind. He's going to throw this one deep. This one's going for them all, and he gets the catch and walking it in. Touchdown, Cardinals. It's Trey Collins again.
Defender just lost track of him, didn't realize that he was 5-plus yards on the other side of the defense. Hinkle saw it, just slung that one up in the air, threw it on a dime, able to go in untouched for the score. Michigan Center hanging another 6 on the board.
Unbelievable play.
You got to make this 2-point conversion.
Absolutely. Have to get it right here. 113 yards on 6 catches for Trey Collins. What a game for him. So trailing by 10, as you mentioned, trying to get within one score on the 2-point attempt right here. Two receivers to either side, receiver in motion to the right. Penalty marker flies. It's going to be an illegal motion by Michigan Center.
It's going to make that 2-point conversion that much harder. You know, they haven't had too many penalties on the night. They really have.
No, that was just their second.
Just an inopportune time.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. But, yeah, they got to get this right here. Trailing by 10, trying to cut it to 8. With 8:23 to go in the third quarter, and then gotta get a stop. Gotta find a way to get a stop.
No, we're sounding like a broken record here, but it's just pivotal. It is so pivotal. They've been able to keep pace, especially if they convert this 2-point conversion here. Able to keep pace with that one score differential.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right for the Cardinals on this extra point attempt. And now we got a penalty marker in the defensive back. Oh, no, it'll be a Cardinal delay of game. Boy, two penalties on this extra point.
Well, you know me, always try to find the positives. You know what? You've got a little bit larger of the field. That's going to open up the playbook for you a little bit more.
It does. And, hey, Hinkle has been showing the ability of being able to make these throws, make these plays. You can't be done all game. 16 of 24 passing, 209 yards, 5 touchdowns, and an interception. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. 13 yards on the 2-point attempt. And Hinkle's going to be brought down. He gets it away, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be an unsuccessful extra point. And the score will stay at a 10-point Jefferson lead, 48-38, 8:23 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
23 to go in quarter number 3, 48-38. Michigan Center trails to Jefferson. Only successful on one of their extra points are the Cardinals. Fair catch signaled at the Bears 41-yard line as Jefferson taking over for the second time of the half. They've scored on all six of their drives many times in like three plays or less.
Lumen Christie increasing their lead over Ida. It is 21-7, 9:30 in the fourth.
What did we just say? Lumen doing Lumen things in the second half.
Yep. I got to admit, that's a little bit tighter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Captain Steve, before this one, saying that Ida looks a lot better this time around than this time last year these two teams met. First and 10, going to be a handoff for Hunter Barton on the far side, his first carry, and he's going to fight his way to around the 45-yard line for about 3 yards.
Michigan Center able to shut down and contain that edge. He had to cut it back in, and was only able to get 3 yards on that one running into that Cardinal defense.
Second and 7 for Jefferson, the 45-yard line, 7:50 in counting in this third quarter, leading by 10 over the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know that sweatshirt I left in your car? I should have brought it with me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's chilly outside. Going to be a quick handoff to the near side for Drake Jones. He's got the edge, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown Bears. I mean, I don't even know if we have anything to even comment at this point.
He went to cut it in off of the guard. Center had that one, or off the tackle. Center had that hole plugged. He just bounced it out. And with both of these, the quarterback and with Jones, as soon as they get the edge, they're just gone. We've seen it all night long. As soon as they get the edge, they're gone.
Man, this guy's unbelievable. Picks up another 45. Make it actually 55 yards on the ground.
But Center's got 38 points on the board. I mean, we're looking at arena football scores.
Going to be looking into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and that is converted. Boudry throwing into the end zone to Brett Janot. And another 8 points on the board after Michigan Center only gets six. 56-38. Jefferson over Michigan Center, 7:28 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Another drive, another quick score for the Jefferson Bears. 55-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Drake Jones. Makes it 56-38. 7:28 to go in the third. Standard kick this time goes to about the 35-yard line, and a fair catch signaled by Darius Odentan for the Cardinals to start their third drive of the half.
And right there at the 34. Probably one of the worst starting positions for him all night long.
Yeah, a lot of midfield positions, of course. Jefferson trying a lot of these high onside kicks. They were almost successful recovering One of them, so it was close. Right out halftime, but picked right at the 9.5-yard point. You have to get at least 10 yards on these kickoffs for the kicking team to be able to get them, barring a receiving team player making contact. So that set up Michigan Center for the chance to score, which, again, they have scored on six consecutive drives, but just haven't been able to get the defensive stop. And a lot of cheese and lettuce left on the plate with these missed extra points. Handoff up the gut for Davion King. Gets to about the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they shut that one down right up the gut. They're able to get the stop on that one. Number 55 for Jefferson, plugging that hole. Memphis Gray.
Gonna make it second down and 10 for the Cardinals.
No gain. It's second and 10. Michigan Center from their own 34-yard line. 6:53 and counting in this third quarter. First half flew by, but this second half slowed down a little bit.
Well, it's been a lot of time between scores. Your clock stops when you score. I got to imagine the center's going to start airing it out more to try to control that clock.
They got to try to get these quick responses as well. And we got an illegal motion right here for Michigan Center. At least that wasn't even signaled until you got a lot of complaints from the coaching staff by the Bears.
Well, yeah, they needed to call it out. You had two people in motion at the same time. A little miscommunication on which play was called. That was the right call. It needed to come out.
Three penalties this half for Michigan Center.
After being pretty clean for most of that first half.
Yeah, just one penalty in that first half. That pushes them back to their 29-yard line, second and 15. Michigan Center breaks from their huddle. 5:42 and counting in this third quarter. Hinkle takes the snap, looking downfield, throw. That one's incomplete through the fingertips of Braylon Brown, and it's third and long.
Yeah, he missed that opportunity on that one. It went right through his fingers. He just looked up to the sky in frustration. And you could hear on both sides of the ball let out that groan as soon as that went through.
Clock stopped at 5:35. Michigan Center trailing by 18. It's 16 of 26 passing for Hayden Hinkle.
Are you in two down territory here if you're center?
You might be, just because you can't get a stop. You have to find a way to keep up. Push back in your own territory. 29-yard line, third and 15. They're nearly perfect on third downs, however. Hinkle pocket collapses around the far side. That one's caught by King, but he's down at around the 40. He kind of stumbled when he caught it. Makes it fourth and short.
He was wide open over there, too. I mean, the closest defender was 10 yards away.
Boy.
The PA announcer just made me laugh by number zero, True Green, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Tripped up on the turf.
Going to be the 39-yard line. So that was a gain of 10, but again, not enough for the first down. It's fourth and five now for the Cardinals. Just their first fourth down attempt tonight. Hinkle peels from the pocket. Pump fake, throw near sideline, incomplete, looking for Brennan Forward, and it's a turnover on downs.
This Bears offense going to take over with a fairly short field now. But like you said, if you're center, that was your option. That was your option. You need to do what you can to keep pace with a team that has scored every time they've touched the ball. That was the right option. You needed to take that chance. You needed a gamble.
And unfortunately, the roll of the dice didn't go their way on that one.
They got 38 points on the board. Any other opponent they played, that's enough to beat them.
That's what's been crazy about this one is Michigan Center's offense has been great tonight, but it looks really not that good in comparison to this Jefferson team, just the way they've been able to light up the scoreboard.
It's been two guys.
Starting from the 39-yard line, Boudry airing it out, and that's going to be nearly intercepted by Travis Collins, but it lands incomplete.
Just a hair away from reining that one in. I mean, what a momentum turn that would have been if you're able to pull that one in and get the possession back after you just gave it over on downs.
Yeah, that would have been a bit, and that would have been the first stop. And speaking of firsts, that's the first incomplete pass for Luke Boudreaux. He's only thrown it five times, but hey.
It was just underthrown, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the receiver had position on that one.
High snap to Boudreaux, pump fake, pocket collapses, still able to get out of it, and in for the first down, 25-20, 15. Going to be forced out of bounds, still going to be going down at the 8, finally. How many guys does it take to bring this guy down?
They had him reined in the backfield, and he was able to run his way out of it. They had him surrounded. They had him primed for a sack, and he's able to run out of it.
I mean, this guy, it is like a – I'm getting honestly like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen kind of vibes from this guy. Even when you have him dead to rights, he still just finds a way to get out of it, and not only get out of it, but get a big gain out of it. He picks up 30 yards.
I wish it was more Justin Field vibes, but I see what you're saying.
Oh, boy. So first and goal from the 9 for the Bears, leading 56-38. Inside 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. Takes the snap. Running towards the near sideline for Boudreaux. Quarterback keeper breaks another tackle, and he dives in right at the goal line. He's going to be just short of another touchdown score. It's going to be second and goal from the 3-inch mark.
Darius O'Downton had him. Had him at about the 10, and he was just able to duck and get out of it. And almost gets in for another 6.
187 yards on 11 carries for the junior quarterback. Under center now, second and goal from the 1. Tush push into the end zone, touchdown Bears.
Well, I mean, they've been 100% on all their two-point conversions all night long. You put them up at the 1.
I mean, that's... Again, I'm not sure what else we could say at this point. I mean, this Jefferson offense.
They're going to run out of fireworks.
They're going to run out of digits on the scoreboard at this point before long.
They're going to have to go out to Sparkies to get some more sparklers.
Again, terrific presentation here at Jefferson High School. It's been a fun football environment.
We're right here in the stands. I mean, this is a good group of people that we're hanging out with. And we're not just saying that for our own safety on our way back to the cars later on tonight. We really mean that.
Yeah, no, again, night and day difference compared to the folks we had to deal with last week there at Ann Arbor. Father Gabriel Richard. Two-point attempt. Boudreaux fakes the handoff. Lofts it into the end zone, and it's going to be caught by Brett Janot. Another two-point attempt that is converted. So not only are the Jefferson Bears perfect on all their drives, they're perfect on extra point attempts for 2 points. And it's 64-38, 3:15 left in the third, back in 30 seconds on Kamel 5.3.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
26-point lead for Jefferson. 3:15 left in the ball game in the third quarter, I beg your pardon, as it's going to be a kick out of bounds at around the 26-yard line.
60-14, Hudson and on top of Springport right now. 2 undefeated going at it there.
But again, that's like a legendary Hudson football program. They're unbelievable.
A lot of those teams that come out of the LCAA, pretty good football programs. You look at Hudson, Clinton. Look what Ida's doing right now with Lumen. Even though they're behind, they're still hanging in. You know.
So they actually ruled a false start against Jefferson on the kickoff.
Oh.
And they will re-kick with the 5-yard penalty.
I'm not sure if I'd want to do a re-kick with the way they have their onside dialed in.
Yeah.
I'd just take it.
Clock stopped at 3:15 here in the third from Monroe, just off the shores of Lake Erie.
Not much of a breeze here tonight either.
That's actually been very
nice.
Helpful because, I mean, it has been chilly. I mean, I think in part because not only the temperature's necessary, but I think just the metal stands.
No.
We're not used to really being in the stands really ever. I mean, we usually,
we're
if
spoiled.
Anything, on the top. Well,
we're spoiled.
We do get a lot of press boxes, press box access. But even when we're not inside, we're usually on top. So we're usually kind of away from the stands. So being in the metal stands is, I feel like, the biggest impact in terms of us being a little bit chilly here.
Last time I was in the stands, I was at a different Monroe school, but it was in Monroe.
St. Mary Catholic Central, which actually got upset last week to Mark W. Daly's Clinton football Red Wolves. Kickoff is fielded at around the 25-yard line. Braylon Brown losing his footing at around the 32, and then he just gets smacked by John LeFou Barnoski.
Can I say it? Laid a lick on him. I mean, yeah, he helped out. Got a little assistance from True Green, but he laid a lick on him.
And he needs a little bit of help up. He's limping. Boy, yeah, he got hit hard. And, again, he just lost his footing and got hit hard. But, boy, I hope Brown's okay. 33-yard line is where they spot this one. 3:11 to go in this third quarter. But, yeah, Michigan Center have to be just about perfect, not only offensively for the rest of this game, but, man, they just need to get a stop. And that's been really impossible for them at this point. They 8 of 8 on drives for this Jefferson Bears team and 8 of 8 on two-point attempts. Three receivers left, two to the right. Throw on the far side. That's going to be caught by Travis Collins. Charges forward and out of bounds. Down at around the 40 for second and short.
And this is what Michigan Center does. They don't hit home run balls, but they just do enough to keep moving the ball and moving the chains and methodically get those first downs. But when you're in a shootout like this, I mean, they got 38 points on the board, but they're just not able to keep pace with this Bears offense that can score at will.
Well, yeah, combined we got over 100 points between these teams.
Well, you don't see that a whole lot. I don't ever remember calling a game with 60-plus points.
Nope. Even back in Colorado for myself, I have not seen a high-scoring game like this, as we've got to throw up the middle. Ooh, incomplete through the fingertips of Brennan Forward. Hinkle took a shot as he got that one away, and it's third down.
He's been under pressure pretty consistently tonight, whether it's somebody coming off of the blind side. There's been a few times when he's been running for his life or has taken a hit as he's let that one fly. But with that said, that was a rocket. That was on a line.
Yeah.
And it came off with some heat to it.
So Michigan Center huddling up. Third and four from the 39-yard line. Michigan Center's side of the field. Clock stopped at 2:19 here in this third quarter.
And you're looking at two downs here. If you don't get it,
you are.
You are.
I'd say rest of the game at this point for Michigan Center is two down territory. Penalty marker is down. That's going to be a Michigan Center false start.
They snapped that one kind of quick. Number one over here on this side was still communicating with the ref saying, hey, am I good? That's Brennan Forward. He's like, hey, ref, am I good? Ball gets snapped. Well, he's still talking to the ref.
Well, and
it looked like everybody else moved except him, so I'm not sure why it's a false start.
Especially with Michigan Center, just the deficit and inability to get defensive stops, we're starting to see the lack of discipline creeping in for this Cardinals team.
It's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. Again, just one penalty in the first half. They got four in this quarter alone.
You're doing everything right to win the game. You just can't keep pace.
Takes the snap, third and nine. Throw up the middle. Incomplete, intended for Travis Collins. Good stop by Brett Janot, meeting him right when he got that ball, and it's fourth down.
Fourth down, and they got to go for it.
Yeah.
It's fourth. You got to go for it.
That's a rare missed third down there for Michigan Center. I mean, Jefferson's defense is actually tightened up on third down in this half. But Michigan Center.
You know, we're hearing all this noise. This is all parents. A student body is standing over in the end zone. They're out there, you know, underneath the goalposts. This is all parents making this noise.
Fourth and nine. Hinkle chased by two Bears. He evades the sack on his ankles, and he's finally going to be brought down. He gets it out of bounds. Right at the end, they will rule him down for a loss at the 15-yard line. It's a sack.
He's getting up slow, too.
So the first sack of the night for Jefferson's defense, and they get it for a big loss on fourth down.
Well, they've been pretty consistent on getting pressure on Hinkle. Hinkle's been really good. He's been phenomenal at scrambling, at getting rid of the ball, at connecting with his receivers while he's been under pressure, and it just finally caught up to him that time.
A loss of 18 yards on the play on that sack. So Jefferson taking over at the 16-yard line of Michigan Center, leading by 26 with 1:33 to go in the third quarter. Takes the snap, gets the handoff to Drake Jones on the far side, sweeping, and he's going to be hit early this time, but even so, still gets about 5 or 6 yards on the ground.
Gets about half of what he needed. Didn't have really a whole lot of blockers over on that side for him, and it was a numbers game. There was more white jerseys than there were blue jerseys, and they were able to bring him down.
They'll give him 3 on the ground. He's got 165 rushing yards with 5 rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
Second and 7.
Wow.
I know. Takes the snap, going to fake the handoff. Boudry looking, throwing, catching down inside the 5 by Brett Janot.
That was number 3 for center who was able to get the stop. That was Trey Collins. Trey Collins, one-on-one with him, able to get the stop. I would argue preventing the score.
Picking up 9 yards on the ground after that catch. 5 of 6 passing for Luke Boudry. First and goal from the 4. Handoff up the middle, going to dodge a tackle. Drake Jones, he's going to be down just before the score at around the 1-yard line. He tried to reach out and get over the goal line with the ball, but he was already down at that point.
They're not even going to line up at this point. They're going to take it to the 4th.
Yep. Final 5 seconds slip away of the third quarter. We go into the 4th next, 64-38.
Wow.
Jefferson over Michigan Center. 4th quarter next in 60 seconds on K105.3.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
64-38, Jefferson over Michigan Center. Start of the fourth quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here on K105.3. Second and goal from the 1, and Luke Boudry untouched. Fakes the hands off, runs towards the near sideline, and across the goal line for another touchdown.
70-38. I mean, this is what you see when a Big Ten school takes on a MAC school. You see that kind of a score. Never,
much
ever,
less in a regional game.
Wow.
And it says a lot more about Jefferson than it does Michigan Center, because Michigan Center, again, especially offensively, they've had a great offensive game.
I feel like this says a lot about Michigan Center, the type of points they're able to put up on the board against this team.
Yeah, it says a lot about their offense, but it says even more about Jefferson's offense. Unbelievable. So they only go for 1 point here. Wow. And they do still connect with it. Perfect on the extra points. So just 6 seconds into the fourth. We are back in 30 seconds. 71-38 is the score on K105.3.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
11:54 to go in the ball game. Michigan Center trailing Jefferson 71-38 here in the regional championship here from Monroe.
Wow.
Again, I don't even know if we have any more feedback or comments that we can make about this Jefferson offense, but I mean, this is offensively, this is a rout.
Yeah.
9 of 9 on drives they've scored.
Now, Michigan Center puts up 38 points against any other team on the planet.
And that's probably a win.
That's probably a win.
If you're a fan of defensive football, this is the wrong game to tune into.
You like Big Ten football, this isn't for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Man. So a kickoff to around the 25-yard line. Braylon Brown, he is back in the game. He's going to return this one and got a pretty decent return. Swarmed at around the 40-yard line, and Michigan Center will resume play. I think Braylon Brown might have took another shot there.
We got a little more room
in our
area. Oh, a flag.
Yeah, huh.
I didn't see it come out.
It's on way on the far sideline, it looks like.
That was totally away from where the play was.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Personal foul.
Sideline warning against the Cardinals is the call.
Okay.
Ooh. That would make sense why it was all the way over
that
there.
That would. That would.
And again, just some of the frustrations I would imagine from Michigan Center's side as.
It's a 15-yard penalty.
Wow.
As
usually it's just a warning before they walk it off.
So it'll be the 25-yard line that Michigan Center starts their first drive of the fourth quarter.
Wow.
11:46 left, trailing by 33 points. And they've already scored 38 points. Boy, oh boy. Well, Michigan Center, I mean, it's been a great season for them. And again, I mean, hanging 38 points against this opponent is definitely a positive. But, man, this Jefferson team, I don't think I've seen an offense like this ever.
Never. Never. And what have we talked about so many times during our season? You know, teams taking their foot off the gas.
We got a first down throw caught by Trey Collins. A lot of room to run. Going to be forced out of bounds just past the first down. So a quick first down for the Cardinals.
You know, teams, they get that lead and they take their foot off the gas. The next thing you know, the opponent's coming up. And the Bears haven't done that. They have not taken their foot off the gas all night. They've actually floored it. They've floored it all night long.
It's boy, high octane. Go. 128 yards on 7 catches for Trey Collins. First and 10 for Michigan Center, the 40-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Takes a snap, quick handoff on the left for Davion King, and he's brought down for about 3 yards on the ground.
Yeah, just takes it right off of the guard and runs into a bunch of blue jerseys, able to get. Yeah, you know, normally on a first down, you're pretty cool with that. But
10:40 and counting in this one. 71-38 is the score. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, College and Career Access Center, For Goodness Cakes, Anytime Fitness, Jessica Villarreal, Realtor, and as always, Iroquip Credit Union for the support in tonight's coverage. Second and 7 for the Cardinals. Hinkle takes the snap. Quick fire throw on the far side. Incomplete. Forward had it for a moment, but lost as soon as the defender made contact, and it's incomplete.
How many times have we said that with Hinkle, too? I mean, he could throw it on a dime. He could throw it with some heat, too. That one just had a smidge too much mustard.
19 of 32 passing for the senior quarterback. Clock stopped at 10:14 in this one. It's going to be 3rd and 7 for the Cardinals. Michigan center breaks from their huddle. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Takes the snap, pitch out towards the near side. Davion King has it, and he's going to be brought down at around the 46, 47-yard line, just short of the fourth down.
It is.
The first down, I should say.
Three blue jerseys over there really to make the stop. Kind of swarmed on him after he got a decent gain. But, I mean, you've got nothing left to lose. I mean, you go for it. You're hanging your season.
That'll make it fourth down and 3.
Everything that you've accomplished, winning your division in the Cascades, getting that district championship, you don't want to just lay down and quit right here. You're going for it. You're leaving it all out there.
4th and 3 from the 46-yard line. Hinkle takes the snap. Heels out of the pocket on the far side. Throws deep, and that's way out of the reach of Trey Collins. Incomplete, turnover on downs.
Bit off the mark on that one. He was behind the defense. He was able to get past the defenders, but that was just a few yards out of bounds and out of reach for him to rein that in. So the clock stops as we switch over possessions here. They give it over on downs again.
Stops at 9:21 to go in the fourth quarter. The Jefferson Bears take over at the Michigan Center 46-yard line, 1st and 10. And Michigan Center's offense, again, starting to peter off. 3 straight turnovers on downs. But, again, that's just been with the urgency, trying to make these big plays happen, trying to keep up with this high-octane Jefferson offense. Another handoff to Drake Jones, sweeping on the far side. He's met early behind the line of scrimmage and brought down for a loss of a couple yards.
I mean, hang your hat on that, too. I mean, he's been able, as soon as he gets to the outside, he's been gone all night long. Able to have that swarming defense contain the edge and get a tackle for a loss.
Going to be at the 49-yard line, Jefferson's territory, a loss of 5. Boy, we haven't had...
It's only been rare.
3 losses of yardage from this guy all night of his 16 carries. 163 yards despite that. 2nd and 15. Going to be a quick handoff on the near side, and he is going to be tackled for a loss. Grant Hakes. 3rd and 1 for Jefferson.
Yeah, and it's they haven't taken out their A-team for their backups yet. They're leaving most of their starters in there. Just a little bit different. At least on that play, it looked like it was a different type of play call than what they've been doing all night long. You know, now they're just taking their time, getting the plays in, letting some of those seconds tick off before they snap it.
Longest 3rd down Jefferson has seen all night. It's 3rd and 16 from their own 48. 7:56 and counting in the fourth, leading 71-38. High snap to Boudry. Pump fake. He's going to split the defense. A lot of room to run. He's going to dodge 2 tackles. And still running on the far sideline. He's going to be out of bounds, but short of the first down.
Just when you think he's going to be out of bounds, or just when you think that you're going to be able to rein him in for a tackle, he's just gone.
They do have the penalty marker down. I didn't see. It's on the far side.
That's possibly in the area of holding. If it's against center.
Chop block is against
the players. Okay, chop block against Jefferson.
So that's going to bring it back.
And I would say this qualifies for a third and?
Third and forever. Third and forever. But we know they could take care of those forevers if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Back to the 37-yard line, a 11-yard decrease. Boy, we got a – whatever that was, the Bears dancing around in a circle before lining up. Takes the snap. Boy, they're just playing games at this point. Brugy's going to be pulled down by Landon Hurd for the long – for the loss, I should say. It was only about 2 yards gain on the ground. I don't even know what the words are coming out of my mouth.
This will be their first punt. I got to imagine they're going to punt this. Yeah, they're going to line up for a punt.
So Michigan Center's defense gets a stop. Only problem is they're losing by 33 points. 9 of 10 on drives for this Bears offense.
Number one, Brendan Ford, set to receive for the Cardinals.
Jefferson's punted away. Fielded at around the 30-yard line. Brendan Ford has it sweeping towards the far sideline. He's got a lot of ground. Forced out of bounds at around the 40.
Good return.
Penalty marker down at the midfield.
Okay. But that was a short little line drive punt. Picks it off of one bounce. Runs to the far side following his blockers. Gets a really decent return on that. I wonder what the flag's going to be here.
Could be erased. 6:43.
That's frustration.
Yeah.
That's frustration.
Foul. Oof. Again, this is a level of adversity to the levels that they have not seen all season. I mean, they've had a lot of battles, some close games.
Yeah, not even when they were losing to Hanover Horton were we seeing this from them.
No.
That was a battle.
They had a brutal close game, but a win against Leslie in the middle of the year. At that time, a matchup of two undefeated teams. And then, of course, a great, great second half game that they started at halftime losing last week against a good Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard team. But, boy, just shelled in this one, I think, is a word.
It's got to feel like you said a little shell shock here. You really do. I mean, it's
yeah.
A lot of points on that board.
They'll start at their 32-yard line after the penalty. Takes the snap, quick throw on the near side, caught by forward, and he's going to be brought down at around the 40.
It looks like they had set up a wide receiver screen over on this side, but he gets the completion. Then he runs back in towards the middle, where the lineman had kind of pulled a little bit to get some of those blockers. That's kind of a unique look, kind of a fun little screen that they tried to pull off there.
That's going to be 32 yards on 5 catches for Brennan Forward. They got 7 yards on the ground, 39-yard line, 2nd and 3. 6 minutes in counting in this 4th and final quarter. 71-38 is the score. Jefferson in front. Low snap to Hinkle. Looking for the throw on the far side. That's incomplete. That was pried out of the hands of Trey Collins.
Yeah, they're trying to say that they fell on it and it's a Bears ball, but he really didn't have a chance to make a move with it, never really fully had possession of it. Falls on True Green there. I'm going to send them a bill. Falls on the turf there and comes up incomplete.
3rd and 3 coming up for the Cardinals from their own 39-yard line. Clock stopped at 5:48. Huddling up here. Again, turnover on downs on 3 straight drives after touchdowns on 6 consecutive drives dating back to the first half. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 1 back with Hinkle. Takes the snap. Looking downfield, pocket collapses. Throw is going to be caught by Forward on the far side at around the 50 for a first down.
A
great little catch to bring that one in right there on the sideline, too. I had to go up and wrestle that one in.
He made a play on that one to the 50-yard line. That's 11 yards in the air. 43 yards on six catches now for Mr. Brennan Forward. First and 10 from the 50 for the Cardinals. Clock stopped. No, it's still running, I beg your pardon. 5:16 and counting in this fourth. Trailing at 71-38. Pitch out to the near side. And Braylon Brown's going to be met for a five-yard loss.
Loss containment on that one. Able to get past the line of scrimmage and blow that one up from behind. And
44-yard line. They only got him 46, only for a loss of four on the play. 16 yards on five carries for Brown. 4:45 and counting in this one. Second and 14 for the Cardinals coming up here. Two receivers to either side, one back with Hinkle. Takes the snap, looking for another throw. Lofts this one on the far side. That's by Brown again, spun down on the far side by Grant Hakus.
Going back to the original line of scrimmage.
Going to be third and nine based on where they spotted it. To the Bears 49-yard line. Gain of...
Where are we getting even more room here in the stands?
Yeah.
We could spread out a little bit.
Fans getting the early trip home.
Well, I mean, these metal stands are chilly.
They are. So 39 coming up for Michigan Center. 3:35 and counting in this one. Trailing by 33 to the Jefferson Bears. Three right, one left for receivers. Hinkle, another low snap. Defender coming in from behind, makes a throw downfield. Just low for Trey Collins. He couldn't haul it in, and it's fourth down.
And number eight came really, number six, Jet Jones, really close to picking that one off, too.
So Michigan Center, I mean, nothing to lose. Going for it on another fourth down.
That's what you got to do. No quit. No quit in this team. Man, what a heck of a season they've had.
Absolutely.
Some of the difficult seasons they've had over the last few years, the injuries that they've battled, to come back, flip the script this year, get into the postseason and have the
D5.
Run. In D5 and have the run that they've had in D5. Phenomenal.
Yeah, tough regional championship appearance, but don't let that deter you from putting this in the books as a season nothing short of successful for the Michigan Center Cardinals, as Davion King, his run on the right side, only for about 3 yards on the ground, but short of the first down. Another turnover on downs for the Cardinals. And Jefferson takes over from the 46-yard line. There's going to be a timeout called on the field, I believe. So Michigan Center trailing 71-38. But, hey, I mean, this one was a lot closer than the scoreboard indicated for a lot of the game. It was just... the opening drive for Michigan Center after giving up a quick score, a three and out. But then from there, the next six possessions, both teams scoring each time. And the main difference there being the extra points. Jefferson perfect on the 2 points, no less. And then Michigan Center, a couple missed field goals. You get a couple unsuccessful 2 points. So that was basically a whole nother touchdown's worth of points that Jefferson got out of that. And then Michigan Center suddenly forced with a big deficit on the board. Ball came loose, fumbled. It is picked up by Michigan Center. I believe they do rule
they
that a fumble
loss.
Yeah, it's picked up by Miles Stewart, the senior. A turnover by the Jefferson Bears. So Michigan center recovered fumble.
Well, just like that. I mean, you got a little something now to hang your hat on at the end of the season.
Getting a couple stops.
Notre Dame prep 42. Frank and move. 28, and that's the final.
So it looks like based on that announcement, Pontiac Notre Dame prep moving on, and that is who Jefferson will be facing in the next round of the semifinals. Taking down a very, very good Frankenmuth team.
Fueled by that famous chicken.
Going to have to go back there to Zender's at some point.
Oh, man.
Got some days.
Send them a bill, too.
Got some days coming off this weekend. I might have to actually go up there soon myself. Quick handoff on the right side. That's going to be a tackle for a loss. That was Darius Odentan on the carry. 2:55 and counting in the ball game.
He just ran into a ton of blue jerseys over there and nowhere to go. They swallowed him up.
71-38 is the score inside 3 minutes here from Monroe. So, again, a school starved for any sort of football success for the last 8 or 9 years. Major turnaround this season. And boy, you got to feel good for these supporters, seeing their team be as successful. Caught on the far side for Brennan Ford. Got a lot of good blocking inside the 15. Finally brought down, a big first down gain for Michigan center.
Yeah, and as your season is down to its last couple minutes here, that's what you want to see. No quit. I mean, that was a good, gritty run after the catch. They couldn't bring him down. He ran through at least half a dozen blue jerseys to get them there at the 14. Well, 13.
2:03 and counting in this one. Michigan center first and 10 from the 13. Going to be a quick fire throw on the right side. Caught and into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. That's Brennan Forward. And Michigan center at least ending this thing on a high note.
Well, yeah, of course. And that's what I like to see. That's what they want to do. That's what I like to see. You know, not just laying down and showing your belly. You're fighting to the very end.
Sorry, 56, Carlson.
So Michigan center, we'll see if they go for one or for two. 1:57 to go in this one.
We also have a final for the Ida game. Ida 7, Jackson Lewin Christie, 21. That's a final.
So it'll be Jordan Withers taking the extra point. Withers' extra point is good through the uprights. Michigan center gets another 7 on the board. They now trail by 26. 1:57 left. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
71-45 after Michigan Center, a Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. 13 yards out from Hayden Hinkle to Brennan Forward. This one going to be a short kick to about the 34-yard line, and it's going to be a fair catch for Trey Oldenburg of the Bears.
Oldenburg going to be first and 10, Jefferson.
We should just be able. I think Michigan center still has some timeouts left, but you should still be able to knee this out.
Yeah, and I mean, even know if you'll get that from Michigan center, you know, all the timeouts. Yeah. You know, it's...
They should just let it... Yeah, I think they should just...
Yeah, I mean, end it right there. You got a touchdown. You're ending your season on a high note on both sides of the ball, getting a couple defensive stops for a change. getting that touchdown. A combined 116 points in this one. And
yep,
we're just going to see some kneels. This should bring us down to about the minute 10 mark.
Number 10.
So two more kneels required in this one.
Second down.
So again, congrats for the Jefferson Bears. Again, going from one win a season ago to just one loss this season, and they see themselves going to the state semifinals. Jefferson Bears last made the Division III semifinals back in 1999. It's been 26 years since the Jefferson Bears have made a playoff run this deep.
You know, just to be here at this moment with the eight best teams in your division, I mean, that says a lot for where this Michigan Center team has been the last few years to where they are now. Going up a division because of the size of your student body.
And again, you knew this team
was going to do it.
When they have full health, this team could do some special things, and they did just that this season. Final kneel down, and Monroe Jefferson celebration ensuing with the final 20 seconds slipping away on us. Final score is 71-45. Michigan Center sees their season end in the regional championship to the Jefferson Bears. We're going to step aside for a short break. When we come back, we'll have a pregame show from Jefferson High School. A postgame show. Beg your pardon. Sorry. A little bit chilly outside. We're back in a moment on K105.3.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Final score this evening from Monroe. It's 71-45 Jefferson over Michigan Center. And Jefferson, right from the beginning, proved that, boy, their offense was basically unstoppable in this one, scoring on their first nine drives of the game. Michigan Center, again, offensively, they had a great offensive game, but just overshadowed by this Jefferson offense. And, I mean, Michigan Center, what a season for these Cardinals.
Fabulous season. And what a great way to end the season, too. If you're going to go out with a loss, you went out fighting by putting up 45 points. Any other game, that's a win. It's a win any other game, any other team that you're playing. But, they played for 3.5 quarters, their best football of the season here tonight. They just ran into a buzzsaw with this Monroe Jefferson team.
So Michigan Center sees their season come to an end at 10-2 overall. Their first year in Division 5, they make it to the regional championship. Their defense, their deepest playoff run since 2021, and the third time in program history they've made it at least to this regional championship. So, again, Michigan Center, amazing season for this team. But it's the Jefferson Bears moving on, taking on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep in the state semifinals. And Michigan Center They're going to have a lot of seniors next year, but they do graduate a lot of quality seniors. Of course, starts with the quarterback, Hayden Hinkle. You also got Brennan Forward, Braylon Brown, Miles Stewart, Travis Collins. All going to be graduating as well. Davion King will be graduating. Landon Sharp, Jordan Withers, Peyton Paquin, Mason Bradley, Chris Fox, Logan Smith, Landon Hurd, Martin Hine, Jake Layer, Jack Layer, all graduating as well. Just want to give a shout to those seniors for the great work they've done with this Michigan Center Cardinals program this season.
But giving up their opening day tomorrow. They're going to have, we've got that contest tomorrow on Football Frenzy.
So one more time, final score this evening, Jefferson 71, Michigan Center 45. Michigan Center's season comes to an end at 10-2 here in the regional championship. And we will have live coverage of that Hanover Horton game tomorrow with Captain Steve and Brian Haynes for Hanover Horton taking on Schoolcraft in the regional championship. Already the most successful playoff run in Hanover Horton program history, looking to keep the train a rolling. So definitely going to be one to tune into. Kickoff at 1 p.m. tomorrow on these airwaves. For the Mark W. Daily, as well as Kiki holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of High School Football on K105.3. Good night, everybody.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.